哎，
什么意思？
你说你这是亏钱？
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding to the arrival of the Mayor, Councillor Jackie Ramsey, and the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Calvin Tory.
Good evening and welcome. Please remain upstanding for the prayer and the reconciliation statement. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberation to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges the land it now occupies as a history that began with its Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants past and present. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may be seated. Item number two on the agenda, apologies and leave of absence.
No request for leave of absence this evening, Madam Mayor.
Changes to the order of business.
No, Madam Mayor.
Deputations.
No deputations this evening.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest, other interest, conflict of interest of any councillor. Nil. Adoption of minutes. Is there a move for the adoption of the minutes dated the 21st of November 2016?
I so move, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy. Is there a seconder?
Madam Mayor, I'll be seconder.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Thank you. Record of Assembly of Councillors.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a recommendation that the Record of Assembly of Councillors dated the 21st of November, 28th of November and 5th of December 2016 attached to this agenda be received and noted as per the list of appendices.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madeley. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? Motion is carried. Thank you. Correspondence inwards. Yes, I was actually dated to addressed to our former mayor, Councillor Majley, but it's from the Honourable Daniel Andrews, and it's in regards to police resources and community safety in the City of Melton. It reads basically that the Victorian Government is working closely with Victorian Police to ensure they have the necessary resources to keep. To meet the needs of the residents in keeping Melton safe. The 2016-17 state budget included a $596 million public safety package, which allowed them to recruit 406 new members. Of these new members, 300 frontline police will go to the growth areas, which includes Melbourne's western suburbs. The recruitment of these additional police is being fast-tracked, and they will hit the beat for early 2017. We continue to support the work of the Victorian Police to fight crime in local communities in Melton. The Minister for Police, the Honourable Lisa Neville MP, recently launched iWatch Melton. iWatch Melton is an open forum for residents to discuss crime and community safety issues while helping police track down offenders. So, and they commended us on our close working relationship. Is there a mover and a seconder to accept?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted as per the list of appendices.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. The motion before councillors has been moved by Councillor Maidlick. Is there a seconder?
Madam Mayor, I second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Motion before us, moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. Petitions and joint letters?
No petitions or joint letters received, Madam Mayor.
Resumption of debate or other business?
There is no matters held over from a prior meeting of council.
We go into public question time, but before we do, I was looking through the room, and yes, I would like to acknowledge Robert Mamarella, EO and electoral officer, and I still can't get the name of who you work for, Khalil Eby, so welcome, Robert, and former councillor, Councillor Miles Bentley, and I forgot the Tim Tams again. So sack me. Anybody else that I haven't acknowledged that... Distinguished guests. Public question time, Mr. Toy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have two questions from the gallery this evening. Both of them submitted by Mr. O'Connor, and he is in the gallery.
He is.
First question reads, the visual existence of CCTV at the Melton Civic Centre provides employees and patrons with a level of reassurance regarding personal safety. Recently, the township of Diggers Rest has experienced some increased criminal activity leading to substantial property damage. Including the Diggers Rest Kindergarten, which remains closed until further notice. In September, a community safety meeting was hosted by council and was well supported by residents, councillors and police. Further to that meeting, some residents have become keen to develop a community CCTV program, similar to the initiative proposed for Lakeside residents at Pakenham in Victoria. And Mr. O'Connor has provided a web link to an article on that initiative. Would Council support community-based CCTV initiatives for the municipality of Melton, in particular the township of Diggers Rest? And Mr. Murray Heaney, General Manager of Community Services, will give a response.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor. In relation to the existence of CCT infrastructure, if you like, at the Civic Centre, there is, and there's CCT cameras on other physical facilities within the municipality. The cameras are supervised and are there for safety of the community, specifically more staff. They are predominantly supervised by council's maintenance team if we need to view them, or if there's any incidents that occur, hopefully don't occur, but are near those cameras. I'm pleased to see that there was a good turnout of residents, and I note, on the community safety meeting back a couple of months ago. I do view the Pakenham model, or the media release on the Pakenham model about the with interest the community-based CCT initiatives, which I think talked about some cameras and surveillance and the community taking a broader sense of ownership of those cameras and reporting. I think it's fair to say that Council has been tested on a number of occasions about a larger CCT initiative right across the city, whether that's the township or other hotspots, as we call them. And in this particular instance, you did talk about Digger's Rest and the incident that occurred last week with the Kinder, which was very sad. I think it would be a lot more work that we need to have with the police itself, because with the CCT cameras, that comes with a cost. I think the bigger cost comes with the surveillance, whether that is a community model or a monitored model. But happy to get back to you further in detail about some further investigation of that initiative. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaton.
The second question, Madam Mayor, reads, with respect to the snake removal trial program, it is understood that the service provider requires the landowner's written permission to remove a snake. Given that rental accommodation within the Melton municipality is quite high, what mechanisms are being considered to overcome the likelihood of these dwellers not being able to obtain the property owner's written permission during a stressful event of a snake discovery? And David Caligari, Acting General Manager of Planning and Development, will respond to that question.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor, for the question. So the snakes removal trial program is the subject of item 12.6 in the current agenda. The wildlife regulations require the licence holder of a snake catcher to obtain the written permission of either the landowner or the occupier in order to be able to remove the snake from the property. Otherwise, the snake has to be re-released on the property. Councillor's report stated the requirements, but it only talked about the landowner, not the occupier. So it can be either. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
And that completes public questions this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Okay, we'll move on to presentation of staff reports.
Madam Mayor, could I move a motion that we block items number 12.1, 12.4 and 12.15 and accept officers' recommendations as per outlined in the reports?
Thank you, Councillor Madig. The motion before us to block the three items, 12.1, 12.4 and 12.15. Has been moved by Councillor Madlick. Is there a seconder?
I'll second her, Madam Mayor.
Okay. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madlick, seconded by Councillor Turner. Does anyone oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. 12.2. Response to Notice of Motion 439, Rotation of Council Meetings between Caroline Springs and Melton. And I believe Mr. Tory is to present.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This responds to the Notice of Motion that was carried by Council at the previous Council meeting. Outlines in some detail the assessment by myself in relation to a previous trial that was held at the Caroline Springs Civic Centre Library in August of 2015, and raises what are my concerns in relation to the appropriateness of that venue. I do, however, also note that there are a number of other optional venues, both in Caroline Springs and other sectors of the Eastern Corridor, and indeed possibly in other communities, and that would bear assessment and may well provide a more appropriate venue for consideration for the conduct of council meetings in the future. Therefore, Madam Mayor, I have recommended that council determine that the Caroline Springs Civic Centre Library is not a suitable venue for the conduct of ordinary meetings of council. However, that officers investigate alternate venues in the Eastern Corridor to assess their suitability for hosting ordinary meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Is there a mover for the recommendation?
I'd like to move that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. The motion's been moved by Councillor Carley. Is there a seconder for that motion?
I'm happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madlick. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Madlick. Does any councillor seek further clarification for starters, sir? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Twelve point three, planning application PA 2016/52221, use and development of an education centre with associated car parking and landscaping at 761 to 797 High Street, Melton. It's to be presented by Laura Jermellon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider and determine a plan and application PA 2016/522/1 for the use and development of an education centre with associated car parking and landscaping at 761 to 797 High Street. The subject site has an area of approximately 3.59 hectares and details of the location can be found at Appendix 1 to this report, and it is located on the southern side of High Street in Melton West, approximately 460 metres west of Bulmans Road, with a frontage to High Street that has residential development to the north. The southern boundary is defined by the Western Highway. The application proposes the use and development of an education centre for primary and secondary school, with associated sports facilities including a sports hall and courts, car parking and landscaping on the subject site. Appendix 2 details the plans that are proposed for the school site. There is two vehicle access points proposed via one new 7.4 metre crossover onto High Street, which would provide access and egress, and to the northeast of the main building, and another 4 metre vehicle crossover, which would be an exit only, which would be opposite the proposed sports hall as shown in Appendix 2, and this would just be for exiting, as I mentioned. The proposal has been assessed by officers and is considered to be consistent with the relevant requirements of state and local planning policy framework, including the purpose of the general residential zone, which is located within, the car parking provisions of Clause 5206, and the relevant design guidelines under Clause 65 of the Melton Planning Scheme. The proposed use is consistent with the purpose of the general residential zone, which encourages educational uses to serve local community needs in appropriate locations. The layout, setbacks, built form, scale and appearance of the proposed development is considered appropriate and will complement the existing neighbourhood character of the area, which consists of a mixture of residential and non-residential, single and double-storey buildings. The number and layout of the car parking spaces, including the widths of the aisles, provide significant numbers of spaces to satisfy the development requirements as outlined in the relevant clauses of the planning scheme. The application itself was referred to a number of council departments and also to external agencies, including Vic Roads and Melbourne Water, and details of those referral responses are provided in Appendix 5. But in summary, the key issues raised related to noise attenuation to the Western Highway, the drainage proposals for the site, and the retention of a couple of trees at the proposed crossovers. However, there was no objection to the application, subject to appropriate conditions to deal with these issues being applied to the permit application, which are detailed in Appendix 6 to this report. It should also be noted that residents within a 390-metre radius of the proposed development were directly notified, in addition to notices placed in local media and adverts placed on the site. Council received 3 objections in total, which were on the grounds of traffic and noise, and an assessment was undertaken, and while it's accepted there will be an increase in traffic from the proposed development, it should be noted that High Street has the capacity to accommodate this without any issues. Therefore, based on the assessment of the application, it is recommended to issue a notice of decision to grant a permit subject to the conditions outlined in Appendix 6 of this report. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Laura. Ms. Mellon. Does any council seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I seek clarification. I met with the applicants last week to talk about the issues of noise attenuation, stormwater locations, and those areas there. And there's one further point on sewer here. What have we done to the application to strengthen the application, ensuring that the applicant does get the permit, but there's no other difficulties with the permit for people downstream in the retirement village or thereafter?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Hardy. We did look at the conditions on the permit, and if you turn to page 42 of the report, condition 4, as outlined, was strengthened to include the words prior to the commencement of development, engineering plans and relevant design calculations for the proposed development must be submitted to the responsible authority, which in this case is Council. Prior to the commencement of, and then at condition 5, a new condition was inserted that said prior to the commencement of development, the drainage system for the proposed development shall be designed and submitted to the responsible authority for approval to ensure that flows downstream of the site are restricted to the pre-development flows, which essentially means that they must not result in any additional water coming off the site after their development. There's also a number of conditions from Melbourne Water on page 44, who are the authority for sewage and for the drainage, and stormwater. And basically 24 to 29 of those conditions are requirements from Melbourne Water, which again seek to deal with those issues of drainage requirements on the site.
Thank you, Ms. Milne. Did you have any further clarification, Councillor Hardy?
No, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Is there any further clarification? If I may, could I just ask, and just to clear my own, to get a clearer understanding, you say High Street's capable of the car travelling, but the overpass at Bullman's Road and the roundabout there, how congested will that get, especially around school time where there's schools just down the road from that and creates an issue? Now, by putting a school just a little bit further down, is that going to create even more?
To you, Madam Mayor, the traffic assessment that was prepared for the to support the application and reviewed by both Vic Roads as the responsible authority for the roads and by Council's engineering department didn't perceive there to be any issue in terms of the ability to accommodate the additional traffic.
Thank you. If there are no further clarification, does any councillor oppose the motion? Is there a mover first? Sorry. I'm going on.
Madam Mayor, I so move the permit be granted.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy. Seconded. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Up to second, Madam Mayor.
The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Turner. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, moving on to 12.5, contracts for award 17-0015 Minns Road Construction, 17-013 Mount Cottrell Road Construction Stage 2, 17-016 Spray Ceiling Road Resurfacing Program 2016-2017, 17-017 Asphalt Treatments Road Resurfacing Program 2016-17, and our Acting General Manager, Mr. David Calgary, to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So the purpose of this report is to seek approval from Council to award contract number 17/015 for the construction of Minns Road, Kurrinjang. Contract number 17/013 for the construction of Mount Cottrell Road, Stage 2, Mount Cottrell. Contract number 17/016 for the construction of Spray Ceiling Road Resurfacing Program 2016-2017, and contract number 17/017 for the construction of Asphalt Treatments Road Resurfacing Program 2016-17. In relation to those four contracts, the first one being the Minns Road, Kurrinjang, Council committed to the construction of Minns Road in the 2016-2017 budget with funding to upgrade the unsealed road to a sealed road between Coburg's Road to Blacknight Way and Gisborne Melton Road to the Toolan Creek with an allocated budget of $2,418,580. The tenders were advertised on the 29th of October and 4 responses were received. The submissions were assessed and interviews were carried out with 2 of the companies that tendered. Reference checks were conducted. The contract is required to commence construction works by no later than the third week of January 2017 and complete the works by no later than April 2017. And the assessment panel is recommending that this contract be awarded to Bitumen Petrarchy Limited for the amount of $1,371,444.50, excluding GST. In relation to the next contract, which is Mount Cottrell Road Construction Stage 2, again, Council is committed to the construction of Mount Cottrell Stage 2 as part of the 2016-17 budget, with funding supplied by the Federal Government through the Roads to Recovery Program to upgrade the unsealed road to a sealed road between Griggs Road and Boundary Road, with an allocated budget of $2.45 million. These tenders were advertised on the 24th of October 2016, with 7 responses received. The submissions were assessed as part of the tender evaluation process and tenders interviews were conducted with 3 of the companies. This contract is required to commence no later than January 23rd, 2017 and be completed by no later than the end of May. And the assessment panel is recommending the contract be awarded to Downer EDI Works Petrarchy Limited for the amount of $2,025,277.37. In relation to the next contract, which is the Road Resurfacing Program Spray Sealing 2016-2017, again, this formed part of the 2016-17 budget, with a total budget of $3 million allocated to the Road Resurfacing Program, and that split $1.2 million towards spray sealing and $1.8 million towards asphalt treatments. For the spray sealing component of it, tenders were advertised on the 5th of November, and 3 responses received. All were assessed and the contract is required to commence this work by no later than the third week of January 2017 and complete the works by no later than March. And the assessment panel is recommending that the contract would be awarded to Fulton Hogan Industries for the amount of $847,581. In relation to the asphalt component, tenders were advertised on the 12th of November 2016 and 4 responses received. In relation to this contract, it's required to be commenced by no later than the third week of January and completed by no later than April 2017. And the assessment panel is recommending that the contract be awarded to Asphalt Tech Petrarchy Limited for an amount of $1,647,922.62. In total, the total budget for all of these 4 projects is $7,868,580. And the total contracts being awarded as part of this report is $5,919,225.49. On an individual contract basis, all contracts fall within the budget for the individual projects. So the recommendation to Council is that Council receive and note the tender evaluation reports found in confidential appendices 1, 2, 3 and 4, which were separately circulated. The Council award contract number 17/015 for the construction of Minns Road to Bitumen Civil Petrarchy Limited for the amount of $1,371,444.50, excluding GST. The Council award contract number 17/013 for the construction of Mount Cottrell Road to Downer EDI Works Petrarchy Limited for the amount of $2,025,277.37, excluding GST. Award contract number 17/016 for the spray sealing dash road servicing program 2016-17 to Fulton Hogan Industries for the amount of $874,581, excluding GST. The Council award contract number 17/017 for asphalt treatments road resurfacing program 2016-2017 to Asphalt Tech Petrarchy Limited for the amount of $1,647,922.62, excluding GST, and that Council delegate execution to the Chief Executive in relation to all relevant contract documentation for the contracts above. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Caligari. I was going to say good luck to the Chief Executive. He's got lots to do over the next couple of weeks. Okay, does any council seek further clarification on this report?
Madam Mayor, I have a question. How many kilometres of road do we still have unsealed in our municipality?
Through you, Madam Mayor, thank you, Councillor Magic, for that question. I'll have to take that on notice, Councillor Magic, and get back to you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Thank you. Any further clarification on this item? Is there a mover for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'm happy to move this notice of motion.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. The motion's been moved by Councillor Madelick. Is there a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Which brings us to 12.6, the snake removal program. It too will be presented by Mr. Caligari.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So for the purpose of this report is to provide Council with a progress report on the trial snake program. So the current trial began immediately following the 22nd of August Council meeting and it concludes on the 22nd of August 2017. Over the first 3 months of the program, there's been 45 calls received and they're detailed in the table on pages 116 and 17. And of those calls received, there's been 15 snakes removed as part of that, which is, equates to 33%. This trial follows on from a previous trial, which took place from February 2016 through to the end of June 2016. And during that time period, there were 24 calls. And of those calls, 6 snakes were removed. In all other cases, it was either the snake wasn't found on site or it was a lizard that was found on site. The snake removal contractor has to hold a current wildlife licence and have appropriate insurance to be able to catch the snakes. Any snake that is removed by a licensed snake catcher must be released within 5 kilometres unless special approval is received from DELP. The service provider also requires the landowners or the occupiers written consent to remove the snake. If the landowner or occupier's consent is not received, then any snake catcher has to be re-released within the landowner's property. In relation to the cost of the program, it was an estimate at the time of $20,000, and to date we've spent $7,500. Mm-hmm. We expect the number of reports to increase over the summer months, and therefore we think that the amount of $20,000 is probably the right amount. So the recommendation is that Council note the report. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Caligari. And I was being quick as I was right. The snake needs to be released within 5 kilometres, thank you, of where it was found. I'll go by my office's expert advice. Is there any further clarification on this item? Is there a move for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'd love to move the recommendation, and can I just say thank you to the council officers for the update?
I was actually going to give you a minute to speak to it if you wanted to, Councillor Carley.
Madam
Mayor.
But
we'll wait for a seconder.
Okay.
Is there a seconder?
I'd like to second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Obushi.
Was that right?
That's correct.
Okay. We have the motion moved before us. It's been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Obushi. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, would you like to?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I know my fellow councillors are probably sick of me hearing about snakes, but we can all agree, I think, that the snake removal program has been a success and was much needed, not only because it was my initiative, but I believe that it has really benefited our residents, and the feedback that I get is a very positive one. So I'm very happy to see it still continue. I'm also very happy to see it advertised more, and I did read here that when it hit the Facebook post attracted over 70,000 people in 24 hours. So you can just see the need and that the community is fully in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. 12.7, response to notice of motion number 436, park lighting, and that's going to be brought to us by General Manager Mr. Moyhan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a quick update. This reflects notice of motion 436. It goes back to November 2016, and it was requesting that the hierarchy of parks that apply within the municipality, the standard of lighting installed at each level of park, and the impact financially and on neighbourhood amenity of increasing the standard of lighting in parks, including via the use of solar lighting options. So basically the lighting of passive and open space across the city has generally been delivered at an ad hoc basis, with lighting on paths and local parks traditionally being provided by developers when developing main reserves or front of house parks, as we call them. Really the focus from officers has been on infrastructure such as the play equipment, shelters, etc., when assessing those parks. The open space plan, which Council did endorse back in April of this year, identified a hierarchy of open space, whether that's regional, district and local reserves. A list of reserves and their current status is attached for you, councillors, as Appendix 1.
Sorry, Mr. Heaney, I don't believe that the Chamber can hear you correctly. Is there any way we can...
Can you hear?
Can you hear?
It says it's on. Said it's on, Madam Mayor. Is that better? All right, I'll shout. Okay, a list of the reserves and their current status is attached at the document Appendix 1, and it says that it's an extract of the open space plan. I do point out to the councillors that that extract has been adjusted somewhat to reflect the wards and the change of boundaries at the last of election, so it is somewhat a little bit different than what is in the open space plan. Same reserves, we've just laid them out a bit easier for your understanding in your local wards. Basically, at a snapshot, Council has approximately 230 parks and 40 are linear reserves. It's noted just for our observation that there's about 70 kilometres as we speak now, and that will change obviously, of kilometres of shared trails within the municipality. Our data includes 34 parks and linear reserves that currently have some form of lighting installed, and as said earlier, that's basically been provided by the developer. A review of our action request, just to note with interest, is that lighting has come up some way shy, that requests for lighting have been infrequent as far as the officer's point of view, with 22 having been received in the past 7 years, and 6 of these requests have been received during the 2016 calendar year to date. And basically, the majority of these requests are relating to security within the areas of open space. When assessing this, we took in the interest of technology and obviously the newer technology of solar lighting and LEDs, as we call it, which would have a significant reduction in the cost of provision of such lighting if Council had the desire. We do note, as officers, though, there needs to be a further audit undertaken to determine which reserves may benefit from the required lighting, and saying that an audit would mean engaging with local communities, whatever they would be, around those perimeter of parks or linear spaces. Some estimates, and we've tried to provide examples for you councillors from this, is we indicate 110 parks could be lit using an average of 4 to 6 lights per passive park, and 440 to 660 lights would be required. We use an example such as Navan Park and Lake Caroline, which is about 2,000 square metres of path in those areas, and would require in excess of 15 lights in the event the council decided to install lighting. It's noted that these parks are not typical of those within the municipality, they're quite large. Another example on page 122 is the lighting of the north side of Floyd Creek. Linear trail from Caroline Springs Boulevard to Lake Caroline Reserve is around about 910 metres and would come at a cost of around about $85,800. That's based on solar lighting, and that would be a space of one light per 30 metres. The lights indicator that we're talking about are a towered light, so they would have a concrete footing, but they would be solar in nature, and there would be an operational maintenance charge for those solar lights, pending no vandalism, around about every 6 to 8 years. The risk associated with lighting in public open space is difficult to determine, as council has not lit many of parks and reserves in the municipality. Basically, as indicated earlier, large parks have been lit by developers in some areas, but not all. And again, it generally relates from the community where we do get feedback is about safety. So, councillors, there's a number of recommendations for you to consider on page 120. Relates to this notice of motion being 436, and the recommendations from officers at the moment, and note the hierarchy of regional, district and local reserves as detailed in the open space plan, revised, I'll say, within the list of parks as per that appended document. Undertake further work, which be a detailed analysis of lighting in passive parks and linear reserves to determine the standard of lighting required and the costs associated with that program. And refer the program of recur the provision of lighting in areas of public open space to a 5-year capital works plan. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I'd like to ask through you, Madam Mayor, in regards to community consultation with the potential parks that may be lit up with the lighting, will the community be advised or consulted on, because we get mixed messages. Some people want lights near their park, some people don't. So what's the consultation that will be around that?
For that reason, once the list was preferred, it would come back to council anyway, whether it's in that capital works program. We wouldn't proceed with any lighting up of any of those parks till we had that engagement process, because you're right, Councillor Majorlik, some want it and some do not want it. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Any further clarifications? Is there a mover?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the notice of motion, however, with an extra dot point or an extra number four,
mm-hmm.
to include the words prioritise lighting specific parks on the Capital Works program that are of immediate concern to residents or parks that have had reports of safety concerns in their locations. So basically, the parks that are of concern, I think there was six concerns in regards in the last year. So the parks that have been deemed as a concern to residents, that they be basically bumped up on the Capital Works program, or any of the parks or linear parks that have already had safety concerns, whether they be reported from the police or such.
Okay. Does any...
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to move an amendment with the support of Councillor Majorlik first and foremost, to use this report as the baseline for further assessments. And point two would be further analysis of parks and reserves by suitably qualified persons to determine where lighting is required in the parks as described under Councillor Majorlik's assessment.
So you're querying dot point four?
Correct. Five and six.
Okay, adding a five and a six.
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm... Are you happy to incorporate that?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to have a copy of dot point five and six before I agree to anything, because I'm under the impression that it will be written and recommended by experts. I'm not going to be recommending, or I'm not assuming any councillor will be recommending. I'm assuming that it'll be council's practice that it will go to an expert panel of some sort.
Now, at the moment, So how do I unpack this one? Because we've got a motion before us that's got dot point four.
Councillor Majorlik's not happy to amend her motion. We first need to get a seconder to her motion.
Okay, we've got four dot points for Councillor Majorlik. You're not happy with...
It's not that I'm not happy, Madam Mayor. I'd like more clarification around it. Or if I can see a copy of it as well.
We'll talk about it before. No, that's right. No. I actually would like to get some clarification around dot point 4, 5 and 6, if that's okay, because at the moment I haven't got paperwork in front of me with any of the dot points. So could I have dot point 4 expressed again and dot point 5 and 6 to give me some indication of what's before us? Dot point 4 says, councillors, to prioritise lighting specific parks on the capital works program that are of immediate concern to residents or parks and that have had reports of safety concerns in their locations. Okay.
So basically, Madam Mayor, if councillors need clarification, we will basically be getting a report from council officers with whatever experts they choose, mm-hmm. as per normal. There will be a list. If there are some parks that are of concern to residents...
That's okay. I accept your
comment. So if there are parks that are of concern to some residents, mm-hmm. or if there have been reports of safety concerns in particular parks, that'll basically get looked at before any of the pending, obviously, on councillor's discretion.
Thank you. So we've got a mover for the first four dot points. Have you got dot point 5 and 6 roughly?
Madam Mayor, what has just been explained, and I understand from the council officers, there would be suitably qualified people employed, engaged to give the to assess that report. As per point 6 in the risk analysis?
I think we're picking that up in point 2, Councillor Harder, that we will provide a detailed analysis of the lighting.
Okay.
So it would come back to Council via the Capital Works program for endorsement.
Madam Mayor, I am happy to have that rescinded.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Harder. So we've got Councillor Majlik that's moved the three recommendations plus the fourth. Does anyone need me to read it out again? Okay.
I don't want you to read it out. I've got a question.
I need a seconder first before we can go into clarification.
I'd like to second that motion.
Councillor Ibushi. Okay. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majlik, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Councillor
yes,
Turner.
Madam Mayor. My concern is if we're going to do a hierarchy where the problems are, and then we're going to respond to the squeaky wheel sort of thing. I mean, I know there is problems out there, and we need to find them, but my concern would be that if a few of our residents around an area that said, we really want light in here, a lot of them complain, and then because there's been complaints in that area, they'll jump up the queue. I think there needs to be some sort of safety, and I know we need to treat the areas where there is problems, Cathy, but I'm just concerned that some areas will be treated before they should be treated.
It needs to be left
to the officers.
Okay. So there was a question in that said...
One question?
Yeah. I'm seeking clarification.
You can have clarification, Madam Mayor. The clarification is, my concern is that the officers have not been left to do the job. We're going to make a hierarchy of which parts should be done first, and then we're adding another bit saying that these ones should have priority. I know where there is problems, there should be priority, but surely the officers should make that decision, not us. Sorry.
Does any other councillor seek further clarification? Well, Councillor Majlik, I do, even though there wasn't a question there, to prioritise lighting specific parks on the Capital Works program prior to the hierarchy list or with the hierarchy list, is that taking it out of the expert's hand and just creating a response to those that have complained already?
Is that a question for me, Madam Mayor?
Well, basically, whoever wants to take
that. I would say it's not taking it out of the expert's hands, Madam Mayor, because as much, and we've seen this time and time again, you can have an expert report all you want, but we're the councillors representing our residents. Mm-hmm. We get the phone calls when there's something wrong and there's safety issues around the park.
Mm-hmm.
So with all regards to the officers and their experts, mm-hmm. I totally agree. I don't think we're going to have a multitude of parks being bumped up into the capital works program. In fact, it's also going to be a debate whether it's going to be included in the capital works program. So my answer to that is no, it's not taking it out of the experts' hands.
So then why don't we just wait for the hierarchy of parks to be handed to us by the people that do the work and then ascertain which ones are to be done in need of urgency, because that's what the officer would be doing, because you said not even 3 minutes ago that no councillor would be having input. Now, in the next breath, you're...
Sorry, Madam Mayor, clarification. No councillor will be having input into the report, into the specialised report of which council, okay. as in the report that's coming to councillors.
Okay.
None of the councillors are experts at lighting, parks.
But by prioritising the fourth dot point in prioritising lighting specific parks to the ones that have had issues, you're taking that out of and moving that up the list.
That's what I would recommend, which is what we do with many of the projects on the Capital Works Program, Madam Mayor.
Okay, councillors, we have a motion before us. If there's no further clarification, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majlik, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Okay, we'll go into debate. Councillor Majlik.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to reserve my right of reply.
Who would like to speak next? Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. The principles are set down that we understand is the council officers are the experts, and where they do require, they go elsewhere to seek further experts. Mm. Once those reports have been tabled, there is a priority list that also goes with those. That should be maintained as being the expert's advice. I know that, right, there are phone calls. Yes, I'll get it the same way as everybody else because I live at the back of the park. But the answer is, when do we take notice of our experts and our council officers? All the time, some of the time, or no, not at all? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Bushy.
No.
Okay. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, can I just say how sad and disappointed I am that we are actually debating about parks and community safety. First of all, I mean, Madam Mayor, I know that you opposed it and so did Councillor Hardy, but reading the notice of motion, it's actually quite simple. There is an issue with some of our parks. Residents, we all attended forums before this new council was elected in regards to safety around parks, in regards to the lighting, and that's what Councillor Maidlick's trying to do. So it's pretty straightforward to me. I don't have an issue with it and I fully support it.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Who else would like to speak? Councillor Turner.
I started feeling that I do support it as a motion, but I still, it will eventually come back to us anyway, so once they've made a decision, generally it comes to councillors for a final decision. I'm happy to wait to that stage. If there is a problem, then there wouldn't necessarily be one, but there may be.
I didn't oppose the motion, I opposed dot point four. The recommendation two undertakes a detailed analysis of the lighting in passive areas and linear parks and determines standard of lighting required and costs associated with the program. That's all we need to know. Then it goes into the five-year capital work plan, and we whilst it's there, they will then take, the officers responsible will also take into account where the complaints and the issues have arisen. So at the end of the day, I don't believe that we need to prioritise the lighting or the specific parts on our capital works program that have been as a result of complaints in the last little bit. That is what the councillors do at the time of the budget. So at the end of the day, let's have that discussion, let's prioritise that hierarchy, let's get that detailed analysis, and let's get the costs associated with it. And I'm sorry, I don't believe it's sad, I just believe that we need to look at it in a detailed way, in a collective, all together, when the budget comes out in about February, March next year, when we start those discussions. Councillor Madgley.
Madam Mayor, my inclusion of dot point 5 in no way means that we would be taking it out of the council budget discussion. It simply says to prioritise lighting. So basically we're going to get a list, 1 to 120, I'm assuming. Now, if there's a park, and we've done this with speed humps and speed concerns, when councillors have brought to the attention that residents have said there's near misses, there's safety concerns on a roundabout, we've all done it. We've bumped up projects relating to what councillors' feedback is. We've done it. Councillor Turner's done it. Councillor Ramsey, we've all done it. When we've bumped up projects, this by no way means that we're going to be funding it tomorrow. It basically says prioritise the, bring to attention and prioritise the parks that need to be done sooner than perhaps other parks are to be done. And may I just add and warn councillors, or take heed, that a couple of reports down, councillors saying that priority list needs to be looked at. There's a few notices of motion coming our way of reports where projects are going to be bumped up the list and they aren't even on a priority list. So, Madam Mayor, may I just caution councillors to use that debate wisely, considering that in a couple of moments' time we're going to be discussing projects that aren't on any capital works program, however council is looking at funding.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Majelik. Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majelik, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. There's no further clarification, no further statements. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? Can I make a special notation that I only disagree with dot point 4?
Can I ask for a division, Madam Mayor?
Yes, as long as there's a notation, and I ask for the notation for dot point 4. All those in favour? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madelik and Councillor Ibushi. All those against? Councillor Hardy and Councillor Ramsey. Thank you. It's been carried. Thank you. Item 12.8, Growing Suburbs Funding Outcomes. Mr. Heaney to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This report relates to a submission that went in some time ago. It was subject to a report which prioritised some initiative to submit to what is known as the Growing Suburbs Fund, previously known as the Interface Growth Fund. I'll refer you straight to, I think, the easier way, to page 136, where the officers have put together a table that probably explains the successes and the projects that we applied for and the ones that we were successful or not, or partially successful. And they are as listed from 1 down to 9. We were successful of $2.5 million for the Caroline Springs Basketball Stadium, as we know it, extensions. We partnered with the Scout Group and were successful in obtaining $500,000 towards the Burnside Scouts Education Centre for the sake of the title. Botanic Trail, we submitted $400,000 and we were successful of $190,900 on that occasion. We weren't successful on a submission for item 4, which was the Taylor's Hill Sporting Precinct. We were successful on a reserve at Hillside of $194,000, as we were for the Burnside Stage 2 multi-purpose facility. So that will be an addition to what is the early years facility at Burnside at the moment, which will have a community feel to it. And the other two being Hannah Watts Development and Stan Payne Reserve Development, we were not successful. We were successful in around about 4.5 $38 million, which I think is a fantastic outcome. I won't go through the description of every project. They're laid out on page 136 and 137 for those in the gallery or council for your information. So again, I think it's been a great outcome, councillors, to achieve that amount of money from the state government. We're very active in putting in submissions for capital grants, and this again is a good success story, I think, for the council. The recommendations are noted on page 135 is to note, of course, the council's success in being awarded the growing suburbs funding for the amount of 4.38, and recommendation two is right to the Honourable Natalie Hutchins, the Minister for Local Government, thanking the state government for their support via this funding program. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Is there a mover for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, do I dare to ask if I can add a dot point to this? Can I add to the letter to advocate for the continuation of this extremely important state government funding for the Interface Growth Councils?
That goes
hopefully without councillors, saying. Hopefully councillors won't have an issue with that.
No back chat, Councillor Majdlik. I think everybody would endorse that wholeheartedly. But have you got that wording? Can you read that again?
That council include in the letter to advocate for the continuation of this extremely important state government funding for interface growth councils.
Thank you. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madeley. Second, is there a seconder? Yes, there
yes,
is.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I second that motion. In doing so, I'd like to commend officers for the amount of background work they're doing on all these projects these days. We're getting really ahead of the game quite often, so that when this funding comes up, we're ready to go for it. And it takes a lot of work to do, and I really think they need to be commended for it. Thank you.
Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majdlik, seconded by Councillor Turner. All those, does anyone oppose the motion? Sorry. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Okay. 12.9, the Melton Botanic Trail funding shortfall. And I believe Mr. Heaney's going to report to this one as well. No, David. Oh, Mr. Caldari, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So the purpose of this report is to present to Council options on how to fund the shortfall of the Melton Botanic Trail project. So as mentioned by Mr. Heaney in the previous report, there was a shortfall. We only received funding of $190,000 when we requested $400,000. So the Melton Botanic Trail, it creates a connection from the Toolan Creek Trail through the Melton Botanic Gardens through a series of bridges and shared paths. And the actual plan of what is being done as part of the program is shown on page 154. The project was funded, as Mr. Heaney said, but with the funding that's been provided, it leaves a shortfall of $150,000 to complete the project. So in order to fund that shortfall, there's been three options listed on page 153. One is to fund the shortfall from Council's Capital Works Program. The second one is to fund the shortfall from the Shared Path Program at the expense of another project. Or the third one is to decline the funding and not proceed with the path and bridges around the lake. And the connection to the Toolan Creek will still proceed, so there's a section of it that won't be done. In this instance, we're recommending to Council that Council fund the shortfall with an allocation in the Capital Works Program for 2017-2018. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Caligari. Does any Council seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Funding available from the Capital Work Program and also the Shared Program, is it available to both parts?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Hardy, for that question. So if we were to fund this shortfall through the Shared Path Program, there would have to be another project out of the Shared Path Program which have to be pushed out by another year, or maybe multiple projects to fund it. What the council officers are suggesting here that we actually add an additional $150,000 to next year's Capital Works Program to fund this project. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Caligari. Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Does any other councillor seek further clarification? I'd actually like to rise to move this from the chair, if that's okay with everybody else, because this is a project that I know is has been around for a long time, and I think I've been the only councillor from the start, so I'd like to move that. It, would anyone second the motion?
Madam Mayor, I rise to second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been put to us from Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Ten, Melton Recreation Reserve, female change rooms and public toilet facilities. Now, it will Mr. Heaney to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is put to Council this evening on a proposal that was put forward by the club, which is the Melton South Football Netball Club, on a proposal to basically construct additional amenities over at the Recreational Reserve in Reserve Row to provide further services for that reserve and, of course, the club. Officers have been in discussions with members of that club and felt appropriate that we apply for funding for this initiative. The funding that is available is under the SRV program. The funding application has gone in, so you're aware, councillors. The maximum funding that we can apply for is $70,000 under this program. It's a two-for-one deal, as we call it, where whatever we apply for, if it's $70,000, council has to make up, or council and its partners have to make up the difference. It's quite considerable, but sometimes it's a dollar-for-dollar funding. On this occasion, it isn't. We need to note the club has identified this project for an immediate need, and that need is a preference to have it available for next football season. As such, it will need to commence in February 2017, which is an issue with the timing of the grant. The club has identified the need, as I've said, and the need for more amenities on that reserve due to its belief that it's warranted. The open space plan that's previously been put to council suggests that the current amenity on the toilet box is adequate for the reserve, not necessarily the club, and I need to point that out. We're talking about the club on this occasion. The club has also given us a document in writing that it's willing to contribute $30,000 towards the project and a further contribution of $20,000 in kind in its documentation. That needs a conversation, if successful, with our capital works team of how that would be delivered due to our procurement processes, etc. We need also to note that at the moment there is nothing in the capital works program for this itemised. For this project, and there's nothing in the 10-year capital program to date for this project or any other similar type projects. The club have provided some documentation on a similar-like facility, which we believe probably isn't big enough, as an example, which I think is a good start. Council needs to be aware, though, that if we have noted the funding application via Sport and Rec Victoria, and that is through the Country Football Netball Program to support the construction of female-friendly facilities at the Rec Reserve, being Melton Recreation Reserve at Reserve Row. Subject to the funding approval being received, and this is subject to, the Council proceed with the works in with a Council contribution of 100. It also notes at the moment, councillors, so you're aware, should the funding application not be successful, that the project then be referred to the 17-18 budget for council's consideration and deliberations. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I have a question. In regards to the desperate provisions needed or required for female change rooms, I believe there was a few submissions also in the Community Capital Works project, the community groups that we held with council. Is there any way, Madam Mayor, I could get a ballpark figure of how many other of these facilities we need with other community sports groups?
Madam Mayor, just as an example, council, or some councillors, not all, will be aware that last budget year that McPherson Park, for example, put forward some initiatives to increase their participation in sport, specifically female change rooms. We're doing a larger piece of work at McPherson Park about where McPherson Park ends and the club rooms associated on that reserve. Through our budget engagement sessions that we've just completed as officers, and councils were at some of those, there's been, I believe, three more submissions that will come to you at a point in time during your budget deliberations related to female change rooms. And from memory, there are three in Melton East specifically, and I think they relate to, don't quote me, around Brookside, Caroline Springs Town Centre and Hillside Rec Reserve football clubs, from memory, but I don't quote me on that. But I know that have come through the budget discussions, and those will come to you for deliberations at a point in time with the balance of the budget. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Heaney. Any further clarification, Councillor
Mayor? For now, not, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Councillor Turner, clarification?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I'm trying to get clarification of the cost. The cost by the officers, I believe, is $200,000, and the cost by the club is $128,000. What do we...
The club is keen on change rooms and extra public amenities.
Mm-hmm.
So from the officer's point of view, when we looked at the proposal put forward by the club, we didn't think it was large enough, and we didn't think that the department would support that proposal. So we have upped it to $200,000, and that's why we're applying for $70,000,
mm-hmm.
To get the best win and the best outcome for the club and women in sport. So we believe it was a bit shy,
okay,
from the officer's point of view.
So if we get the $70,000 plus the club puts in $30,000 plus $20,000 in kind, what would then kind be, do you know?
Well, what we're saying is that if we, the council would be up at the minute for $100,000 if we were successful on the grant of
$70,000.
Yep. Right? Okay. The in kind is a subject of further conversations we would need to have with the club, because in kind is the club offering to do connection works to sewer, stormwater and the like. We would have to have a discussion with our capital team of how that would work as far as risk of H&S and how we would tender the project. So from the officer's point of view, we don't believe that submission that the club put in was large enough in its way of capital.
Thank you.
Councillor Carley.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Mr Heaney, when this grant became available, were the other clubs that did come to us during those budget engagement session days, were they notified that this grant was available?
No, Councillor Carley, they weren't. When the club approached us as officers, we looked at what grants were available, so we weren't looking at any grants. This grant was available, but we haven't approached any of the other clubs that put their submissions in through that community engagement process at all.
Did the Melton South Junior Football Netball Club come to council before or after the budget engagement sessions that we held?
After.
After.
Is my understanding.
So after the other clubs had already come to those sessions saying that they're also in need of the female changing
room. I think as far as the Melton one after, but I can't comment for the Eastern one yet.
Okay.
Any further clarification?
Madam Mayor, is it fair to say that we as councillors are prioritising this sports group ahead of every other sports group, which is the debate that was thrown at me not long ago?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
At the moment, all I wanted was a hierarchy of public lighting for parks, done by the people that are the experts, and as the application before us, or the recommendation before us, the club's come in hand with $30,000 and $20,000 works in kind and the opportunity of applying for a $70,000 grant. Thank you.
Okay. That's better.
Councillor Turner.
Yeah, look, my looking on this is...
Are you going into debate or is this still clarification?
It was clarification, but none of the debate. Just the 70,000, not a look of gift horse in the mouth. The other clubs have missed the boat on this one. They're not in the application. That's a shame. These facilities are going to become premium over the next few years. Every club's going to need them, not just want them, because female participation in all sports is increasing, and it's been promoted to increase. So we will be hitting this wall time and time again. If the grant, I argue the grant's available, we should think about it very seriously. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you for the statement, Councillor Turner. Has anybody else, any other councillor require clarification? Can I just make a statement in this light too? This club apparently were on the list to come on the night of the community consultation, but something prohibited. As far as I know, that they were on the list because I was... They were on the... yes, I agree, they were, and... One Hillside Club came on one night and one Hillside Club came on another, but they were on the list to come to the Melton one, but were somehow held up. Having said that, if all clarification has been cleared, is there a mover for the recommendation?
Madam President.
Madam Mayor, I would like to say...
Sorry?
Not moving the recommendation, but I do have a dot point. Madam Mayor, and I suppose Councillor Hardy was up to move the recommendation, which I was not, but I hope that he'd accept my fourth dot point.
Could I please ask you to, because I asked who, if there was anyone to move the recommendation. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Carl.
Madam Mayor, I move the recommendation. I'd like to talk to the recommendation,
okay.
If I may, with your indulgence.
No, only after it's seconded, Councillor Hardy, if that's okay.
Yep.
Councillor Carley, what were you wanting to foreshadow?
I was just wanting to put a fourth dot point, Madam Mayor, that we fund the same standard infrastructure in each ward of Cambridge and what's for the other sporting clubs that have the same need that did come to this council during those two budget submission days.
Could I seek clarification on that dot point? The same... The same standard to the total cost?
To the total cost, Madam Mayor.
So 200 without the dollar funding, is that what you're saying?
Yes, Madam Mayor, that's what I'm saying, that we fund the same standard of infrastructure to each ward of Cambridge and Watts. I'm aware that I know the Hillside Sharks, I think, came on the day, so did the Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club, and I believe Burnside... Bears or Caroline Springs Lakers. So we can obviously see that there's a need for female facilities in all wards, so I think it's only fair. That's my fourth dot point.
Okay.
And I'll speak on that later, Madam Mayor.
Are you happy to include that fourth dot point?
Madam Mayor, I think that right, equality goes across the whole Melton City Council. I would never, ever stand in the way of having women's protection and also safety put at risk. And that's why I've stood up here for this motion.
Mm-hmm.
So I do accept the dot point.
Okay. We have that including a dot point four. Are you seconding that motion as a result of the dot point four?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'll second that with the same dot point four.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion before us, Councillor.
Madam Mayor, some clarification, please.
Oh, don't worry, there'll be a bit of clarification. But Councillor Turner, question only.
Honestly, it is a question only. on the dot point, are we saying that they will be put into the budget process for consideration? Is that what you mean, Councillor Carley?
No, I'm saying that
there's one grant here.
Yeah, no, I'm not speaking about the grant. I'm saying that we fund the same standard of infrastructure that's given. I'm not talking about a grant. I'm talking about the money that's put forward to deliver this women's changing facilities, which, by the way, I'm fully in support of female entering into sports and things like that. So that's what I'm saying, that we fund the same standard of infrastructure. So what's going to happen over in Melton South Junior Football Netball Club, that same thing will happen, one for Watts Ward and one for Cambridge Ward during this budget, 2016-17.
Can I seek clarification on this one too? And I am all for women change rooms, wholeheartedly, right across the board. But what happens, I believe this is a slapdash prefab sort of thing that's only going to cost minimal amount to get it in as quickly as possible. Is that what Hillside and Caroline Springs, or sorry, the two other wards are prepared to accept, something that's almost prefabricated and almost slapdash to make it happen?
Madam Mayor, from the discussions that I had with them, I think they'd accept anything, to be honest. I mean, at the moment, I know that one of the clubs actually have their young females change in their club rooms, and they've actually just got dividers there. So I think whatever council could give them, they'd be most appreciative.
So to the same standard as the one in Melton South?
Yes, that we've done the same standard in
infrastructure. That's fine. And to the same contribution by each club?
Well, Madam Mayor, I didn't include that. I just said that we fund the same standard of infrastructure in each ward of Cambridge and Watts for the other sporting clubs.
In the form of fairness, though, wouldn't it be fair that the other clubs come up with the $30,000 to this prefab standard?
Madam Mayor, I can say that I know that those other clubs have contributed greatly to other projects, whereas some sporting clubs have not contributed anything at all over the 4 years that I've been on this council, and we have still funded them time and time again through granting process and through capital works programs.
I still have some issues here, because I would rather do something that was purpose-built for each at the female change tables, have detailed conversations with each of the clubs to see what they are prepared to bring forward and what their needs are, rather than making a rash decision on something that's possibly going to go into Melton South because of an opportunistic $30,000 and also $70,000 grant. It may not be of an applicable standard for the Hillside or Springside areas, if they're the two, or Brookside, whichever one it was.
Madam Mayor, are we into debate, or are we still questioning?
No, we're not, but we get into debate. But I just wanted to finish that off. Thank you. If there's no further clarification,
Madam Mayor, for the clarification, Turner. If the grant is unsuccessful, that means that this doesn't happen. Is that right? They would all be referred to budget.
Correct.
All right, we haven't actually, have we? We have got a mover and a seconder. Councillor Hardy has moved it. Councillor Carley has seconded that. Does anybody oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion?
Madam Mayor, before we go there, I'd like to talk to the motion.
The vote, Councillor Hardy, I have noted your all those in favour of the motion. The motion's carried.
Can I call for a division, Madam Mayor?
The division's been called. All those in favour, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madeley, Councillor Obushi. The motion's been carried. Thank you. Councillor Hardy, you would like to address the chamber?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor, and I appreciate the councillors allowing me the time to talk to you on this motion. Principally, the motion is that women and girls at Melton South, the reserve ground, are changing in the public toilets. It's quite unacceptable today or any day that women are exposed to that sort of nonsense, because things do happen in public toilets. We owe a responsibility. If we're going to support women in sports, we owe a responsibility to give them facility. And that means to say appropriate and adequate change rooms and toilets, not public toilets. Melton South group, the cricket, football, the netballers and the junior cricket all came to see me in a delegation which I referred on to council immediately. because of the difficulty that may occur. Out of those discussions, right, came out the women in changing in toilets.
Councillor Hardy, you're only allowed a minute, so if you could just finish
up. I'll come to summary. It was through the largeness of the Melton South Co-op, that is the sporting players and also other supporters, that made available $30,000 and $20,000 in kind, and I fully support the motion. And I would advise that this should be a model for future reference on all women in sport. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Madam Mayor, sorry, can I say a few words too as a seconder of the motion?
Nothing in need of procedure that allows that. Sorry, Councillor Carley.
So you won't let me just congratulate the sporting clubs?
You can make a personal statement if you'd like.
Okay, I'll make a personal statement. Can I just say well done to all the sporting clubs, the Melton South Junior Football Club and all the clubs that came to us that are encouraging young women, to get involved in sports. Well done, and I'd just like to personally congratulate them.
Okay, we'll move on to item 12.11, Diggers Rest Kindergarten Relocation, and that will be brought to us by Mr. Haney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just present this report on a issue related to Diggers Rest, where we had a vehicle that entered, unfortunately, one of our kindergarten facilities just a couple of weeks ago. And this report is really to work you through what happened on that occasion. So this occurred on the early hours of Wednesday the 30th of November 2016, where a vehicle lost control and, as I said, entered through the fence and into the facility and straight through the two brick walls and landed internal of the facility. As a risk strategy there, officers engaged very quickly with the affected families, and especially the children with those affected families that were attending that kindergarten, being Diggers Rest. On where to from here? Council doesn't manage the kindergarten services. The Tri Group manages it and is contracted to council to provide the service. We engage straight away with the provider, with the Department of Education and Training, which we're obliged to do as a priority, and reported that, with a focus mainly to try and get those families or those children, the affected families, relocated within the current area, being Diggers Rest. The school was our focus, can't say it. The school was our focus. We did also, at the same time, when we engaged with those families, provided a letter on other offers of kindergartens throughout the Eastern Corridor and the township, dare I say it that. We engaged quite quickly, as in the next day. There were officers, including myself, in attendance with those families, which was around about 21 families. That attended that engagement session, and in that engagement session there were councillors in attendance. So Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley and Councillor Hardy were there to talk to the community and the affected families related to that. As I said, we've succeeded in talking to the department to give us what's called, or the provider, an interim licence, and that is a licence to operate the kinder for the balance of the kinder year within the school. So our officers, our other departments are working very hard to try and get the facility back up to scratch and to regulation, which we're anticipating won't be until the end of Term 1, 2017. As I said, on the engagement process, it's outlined on page 159. The families were quite happy to keep the kids together, basically, which was the officers and their providers' priority. We did forward out straight away emails to those affected families, as we call them, and engage with them straight away the day later to bring them up to date, or as up to date as we could, on where to from here. So as far as an engagement process, but the report really is to note that the kindergarten will be relocating from what is the Diggers Rest kindergarten site to just across the entranceway to the primary school for the balance of this year, and not related to this report, we will be meeting the families that have enrolled their children for next year this Thursday, Madam Mayor and Councillors, for your awareness. So the department have given us an exemption to operate out that facility being the primary school.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any council seek further clarification? Councillor Carley.
Oh, no, sorry, Madam Mayor. No, I don't seek further clarification. I just want to remove the recommendation, but I'll wait.
Okay. Any further clarification? Actually, could I ask how many of the affected families will be moving to the Diggersroos Primary School?
My understanding, Madam Mayor, that all of them will.
All of them?
Yep. As their preference, and there's about 23 four-year-olds, and over and above that, there's a three-year-old group also.
Great, good stuff. Councillor Cully, would you like to move?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I'd like to move and just congratulate, well done to Murray Heaney and his staff, if I could just say that, because the consultation that took place with the affected families went very, very smoothly, and I could see the relief on their faces when they were given the options of what they needed to do with their with their children. So I'd just like to say a huge thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion is carried. Thank you. 12.12, School Crossing Supervised Program, to be presented by Mr. Calvin Torres.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, this report is brought forward for your consideration. By way of background, the School Crossing Supervisor subsidy commenced its life as a 50% subsidy from the Groads to councils in order to assist in defraying the cost in a partnership sense for supervised school crossings. The program has grown significantly since its inception, and with that increase in the number of schools and the prevalence of supervised crossings, the level of subsidy per crossing has continually been downgraded to the point where currently council receives a subsidy of 15.84% of the total cost associated with delivery of school crossings. So for City of Melton to operate its 83 supervised crossings, this is a net cost to the council of $955,000. And I don't think many people in the community understand that the lollipop ladies actually cost this council, net after subsidy, almost $1 million. This is also anticipated to grow significantly as the additional schools come on board that are anticipated for our growth areas. The MAV, or the Municipal Association of Victoria, have been actively pursuing this matter with the state government, seeking to return the original arrangement of a 50% subsidy. And whilst that might seem ambitious, that's the target. It is to be noted that Northern Grampians Shire Council has already withdrawn from providing this service, which created quite a storm of publicity about 18 months ago. The Interface Group of Councils, which is a group of 10 councils that ring the inner suburbs of Melbourne, and council is a member of the Interface Councils group. In that group, there are some 825 subsidised crossings and 111 unfunded crossings. And the total cost to that group is in excess of $12 million, and the cumulative subsidy is about $3 million. So for the Interface Group of Councils collectively, the net cost is around $9 million to provide this service. The subsidy level represents an approximate subsidy across that group of 25%. And of course that varies across those councils dependent on the number of subsidised crossings versus unsubsidised crossings. So the recommendation this evening, councillors, is that council advocate to the state government for a return to the 50-50 split of school crossing costs, inclusive of salaries, installations, which are not currently funded, maintenance, which is not currently funded, and program support, which is not currently funded. seek to have the government, in partnership with local government, review the current model for school crossing supervision, continue operation of the school crossing supervisor service under the current arrangements for the 2017 school year. However, during that period, give consideration to relinquishing council's role in school crossing supervision dependent on the government's response to the level of subsidy provided. 4. Submit to the next MAV General Assembly a motion calling on all councils and the MAV to campaign strongly for system review and a return to equitable funding. And 5. Publicise the significant inequity that exists in funding for this very important service. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Does any council seek further clarification on this item?
Yes, Madam. Yes, Madam Mayor. The Melton Council does not fund the program. Who will fund the program whilst we're fighting the campaign?
In the case of Northern Grampians, the cudgel's been taken up by Vic Roads, a consortium of Vic Roads, the Education Department, and I'm not sure where else, but they were certainly two of the elements involved. The program has continued in that municipality, albeit somewhat reduced. None of the previously unsubsidised crossings have continued, but those that were subsidised are still in operation, to my knowledge.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Any further clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I'm uncomfortable with the Section 3 in the report. However, during that period, we gave consideration to linguists in the role. I feel we have to strongly advocate for the role, but I don't believe this council would ever take away the crossings, I'm sorry, so I don't think there's any point. We need different wording in Part 3.
Can you suggest any of the wording that...
Do you want me to respond? Or?
Yes, please.
If I might, Councillor Turner, I do draw your attention to the phrase, council give consideration to that proposition. It's not obligating council in any particular direction, but I guess it's putting on notice that council will give further consideration, and I guess it... strengthens our advocacy position. But again, if council's uncomfortable with it, then that's a council decision.
I just don't feel that it would be believed anyway, so I don't see the point of having it now.
Any further clarification? Is there...
I'm sorry, Madam Mayor, so is Councillor Turner saying that they won't call our bluff, or they will call our bluff?
I feel it's better that we just get the community involved to advocate for it.
Is this a question?
No, it's a statement.
Well, sit down, please.
I'll be a question then. I think a question should be, we should ask our community to get behind us for this instead of making bluffs to the government. Let's do it. Let's get the community out there standing at the crossings themselves and tell the community what's happening. Tell the people in the community how much it's costing us as a council, what's costing their pocket.
As the interface delegate, I don't call it a bluff. It's costing this community $955,000. That's close to $1 million. Now, nobody wants to see the lollipop ladies not be there.
All men.
Lollipop men. Okay. Everybody wants our children to arrive to and from school safely. But at the end of the day, there needs to be attention drawn to the fact that there's $1 million that our rates are funding that we shouldn't be funding. So there's no other way. There's been, through the growth corridors and through the interface and through the Western region, they're all looking at similar notices of motion. And I think with numbers, there's strength. No one's ever going to say no to lollipop ladies, but we need to almost push it to the nth degree.
Lollipop people,
sorry, I'm being politically incorrect. Lollipop people, young and old. But we need to push it to the nth degree to get our voices collectively heard, because when you're looking at $1 million here and only 15.84% funded, it's a bit of an issue.
I've no argument over that matter now. However, I just think if you want to put word in, it has to be stronger than that, then, because that's just nothing. I'm sorry, I just don't think that give consideration or increasing council's role in school crossing supervision depend on response to the level of government subsidy.
So if you want it strong, you are uncomfortable with give consideration too. If we say, okay, let's withdraw all services.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is we're saying that we're depending on what the government does. We need to just fight the government on it. It's not just a case of saying, what are you going to do for us? We're not happy with that. We're going to give you a threat that we won't carry out. There's no point. We're not going to remove
COVID. Are you happy to move points 1, 2, 4, and 5 then?
Yep.
With the exclusion of 3?
We could reword 3 just to say that we will advocate more strongly depending on the decision of government.
Do you want to finalise wording, or do we want to leave dot point 3 out?
It's what the council.
Madam Mayor, can
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm a bit confused over this end. Are we also saying we're giving consideration to further advocacy, and the advocacy may be that right, it's a collective to fight the government against this inadequacy.
Mm.
Is that what we say?
Well,
that's what point 1 says.
That's what point 1 says. Yeah.
That's what I thought it said.
Mm.
Well. Isn't that what we're doing?
Yeah, but I don't see the point of 3 then.
Well, let's eliminate dot point 3. And let's...
So does Councillor Turner want to move on 2, 4 and 5?
Are you happy to move on Councillor 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, sorry? So have we got a mover for recommendations 1, 2, 4 and 5?
Councillor Turner.
I would move them on now.
Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, and that is for recommendation dot point 1, 2, 4 and 5. Is there a seconder for that?
Happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Malik. The motion before us, councillors, and I know it's very close to the heart of everybody around the table. No one would want to see this removed. The motion's been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Malik. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Can I call a division, please? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madeline and Councillor Bushi. The motion's been carried. Thank you, councillors. 12.13, response to notice of motion 438, community group supplier engagement across council events. Mr. Daniel Hogan to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. At ordinary council meeting of council 21 November 2016, council adopted notice of motion 438 moved by Councillor Madelick. The council officers provide a report outlining how council decides and distributes the equity between various community groups, such as the Lions, Rotary Club and others, throughout the different events that council is responsible for throughout the year, and include in the report how council can look at a more fairer distribution between the various community groups and its different branches within our municipality. To address the first point, typically the method of engagement is informal, in which the capacity and range of services available from the community groups is known or negotiated on an as-needs basis by the Events and Culture Unit. While no formal process is mandated, consideration is, in fact, given to a range of factors, including price, quality, reliability, historical engagement, event context, in-kind event support, and equity of access. This is particularly true where council is paying for the provision of service, understanding that the community groups return significant value to the community. In some cases, multiple community partners participate in an event simultaneously, and for major community events, such as DJ Festival and Somersault, food vendor applications are publicly advertised. Council has previously and commonly engaged community groups including the Lions Club of Melton, Racing Club of Melton Valley, Melton House Branch, Country Women's Association, Caroline Springs Scouts, Melton RSL Sub-Branch, Caroline Springs RSL Sub-Branch, Melton Historical Society and 979 FM. Caroline Springs branches of Lions and Rotary have not previously been engaged on a paid basis.
In considering fairer distribution between community groups as expressed within the second part of the motion, a number of alternative procurement models are available to formalise engagement, ranging from the pursuit of verbal quotes, written quotes, expressions of interest processes to full formal tendering. To this end, balancing administrative and procedural ease for all parties concerned and the desire of Council to ensure a fair and equitable process, it is recommended that an expression of interest process be adopted to allow all community groups to apply for the provision of services. Expressions of interest for community groups to be engaged for a range of council events would be publicly advertised to ensure equity of access. Submissions from groups would then be evaluated against standardised criteria to secure pre-selection for subsequent quotation and possible engagement according to the specific requirements of each event. This ensures fairness, flexibility, accuracy and competition. Any such balanced scorecard for evaluation would be advertised to ensure applicants are aware of council requirements, and they would likely cover a range of factors including price, quality, capacity, OH&S considerations, public liability, licensing, etc. It is the view of officers that the recommendation provides a fairer outcome in that all community groups have equal access to council event opportunities in a transparent process and that all community groups may compete on their merits. To this end, the recommendation to council that council pursue an annual expression of interest process for the engagement of community groups as suppliers and participants for council events throughout the municipality over the course of a year.
Thank you, Mr. Hogan. Does any council seek further clarification? Councillor Turner.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I found this report incorrect. It gives impression in paragraph 3-4, sorry, starts council various engages. It gives impression that all these events are paid events by council to these groups, and many of these groups don't accept any money from council for these events, or they've not offered any money. They'll take it, I'm sure they will. With the Jerwater Festival, are we speaking about across, not the carnival, but the other side? Or are we speaking about, like, the carnival at the Jerwater Festival? Can someone let me know?
The 2 points you raised there. Firstly, it's not the intent of this section to suggest that this is only paid engagements. Okay. It's also, in terms of its voluntary or participation, sometimes service clubs offer us assistance in running events, such as car parking, marshalling, things of that particular nature. So I apologise if that's the way it reads. It's not the intent. But I can tell you, to your second part, that the Lions Club of Milton, the DJ Festival there, yes, it's probably more accurate to understand that the DJ Festival Carnival there, which is fully provided by the Lions Club of Milton independently of council. Yep. There is an MOU between both parties, but it would be accurate to say that's separate and independent.
Well, to go back in a bit of history, the festival, or the carnival, the carnival, if you like, has been run by the Lions Club for 49 years. The Lions started the carnival, I think, 1 year after they became a group. At that time, or just after, the CFA used to do a parade, which was the lighting of the bonfire. The council also had a parade at that time, which wasn't very successful. They asked the CFA and the Lions at that time if they could join their parade, their festival. So the Lions do not make any money from council on the Jerwater Festival. It is an event they've run for years. They do make money out of it, that's why they run it. However, everything at the carnival site is paid by Lions, even down to the first aid. They pay for all the first aid, and council often uses that services for their site. And they also pay for the toilets and everything on that site. So I'd just like that to be noted that the Lions do not take from the council for the Jerwater Festival. The Lions give. Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor, thank you for the clarification. That is accurate.
Thank you, Councillor Turner, for the clarification. Does any other... Councillor Carley?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, when I look at the list of the community groups to provide services, I don't see the Lions Club of Diggers Rest on there. Is there a reason?
Through you, Madam Mayor, this was not necessarily intended to be exhaustive. So I'm sure that there are other engagements of other community groups right across the council. It was merely illustrative.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Any further clarification? Is there a mover for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation and also take on note what Councillor Turner has mentioned. I'm happy to include a dot point if one of my favourite things to do today, to exclude the DJ festival from the Lions Club, because that was not my intention for this notice of motion. So I'm happy to include that, to exclude that from the tender process. My intention with this was more so for the smaller community groups. And also, could we include a dot point for an annual report to be tabled at an ordinary meeting of council outlining the procedure and outcome of the expressions of interest and the successful community groups? And this would be excluding the DJ festival and the Lions Club, because there's an MOU with that anyway.
Can I just seek clarification? The DJ carnival would never have been under a tender, or no. It would never have been included in the new revised.
That is correct. It would not have been included within this process.
The balance of the festival may be.
But the balance of the festival may be. Okay.
Maybe.
Thank you.
I just didn't want to cause any angst with the Lions Club, considering that they've been funding such a fantastic event for so many years, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you, Councillor
Mellick. Thank you, Councillor Mellick. Can I just ask, just while we're on the subject...
Clarification, or you want to second it?
No, I want to second it anyway. But I'm happy with the motion, and I seconded it when Cathy moved it originally. Many of the groups already tender for council work. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just that not all of them get the offer. A lot of the work that's done for council, a lot of the groups could not handle. And generally the staff go to the half a dozen groups that can do the work and ask them to tender. So it's not a case that this is never tendered. It is every now and again the staff refresh it and then go around the mall and ask them to re-tender. Okay, and the Lions Club does do work for council on different events as well. It's not that they don't.
Thank you for that statement again, Councillor Turner, but I seek that under clarification for the rest of us to be educated. Okay, we have a mover being Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Turner. Does any councillor oppose the recommendation?
As amended.
All those in favour of the recommendation or the motion as amended? Motion's been carried. Thank you. 12.14, the National Growth Area Lions Congress 2016, and Mr. Dan Hogan to report.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Melbourne City Council is one of 23 members of the National Growth Areas Alliance, NGAA, a coalition of the fastest growing councils in Australia. Recognising shared challenges and opportunities, the membership empowers the NGAA to advocate for outer suburbs, working to lobby state and federal governments for improved outcomes for urban edge communities. The NGAA hosts an annual congress in which member councils from all over Australia gather to formally and informally share information and insights into common problems and innovative solutions, individually and collectively. The theme of the congress this year was Building the Outer Suburbs of the Future, Challenges and Opportunities. Over 3 days, the congress featured keynote addresses from the Honourable Anthony Albanese, Federal Member for Grandler, Ian Goodenough MP, Federal Member for Moore, and representatives of Macro Plan Australia, the Victorian Government, the Urban Development Institute of Australia, the Council of Mayors of South East Queensland, the University of Western Australia, and others. Council sent two representatives to the summit, General Manager of Corporate Services, Mr. Peter Bean, and myself, Mr. Daniel Hogan, as Manager of Engagement and Advocacy. The theme of the conference allowed a focus on understanding the practical and theoretical structures and policy settings influencing suburban and community development, as well as featuring case studies locally and internationally that have experienced success in delivering investment required to fund essential community infrastructure. The program, Madam Mayor, is attached as Appendix 1 for further detail. The Congress also had a focus on the collective agreement of the strategic and tactical ambitions of the NGAA. A facilitated workshop asked member councils to consider achievable, timely actions aligned with a vision for what the NGAA should be, weighing past successes and perceived opportunities for improvement of the coalition. A number of ideas were canvassed, including the determination and leverage of current member priorities in transport, economic development and health as the basis for ongoing advocacy, tapping into member experiences both good and bad, a need to highlight capital works backlogs and infrastructure gaps, a requirement to update research for evidence-based policy formulation and advocacy, leverage of the Smart City Strategy promoted by the Federal Government,
and a need to prepare the ground for a strong advocacy push in the next federal election, recognising the approximately 3 million aggregated voting population of the member councils. On an operational level, it was agreed that the NGAA continue with the campaign which had generated significant recognition and pressure at senior levels of both state and federal governments. Indeed, it should be acknowledged that the NGAA campaign Fund Our Future, in which Melton fully participated to draw media and political attention to our own local traffic congestion issues, helped in some small way to contribute to the attainment of $518 million in state government funding for the duplication of the Melton Railway Line, which was announced by the state government earlier this year. In conclusion, I present this report of Council's participation in the 2016 NGAA National Congress for the consideration of Council.
Thank you, Mr. Hogan. Does any Council seek further clarification? Is there a mover for the report?
I'm happy to move the notice of motion, Madam Mayor, and commend the officers for attending during Council's caretaker period.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Councillor Madelick has moved the... The motion, is there a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. We'll go straight into... reports from delegates appointed to other bodies. Firstly, can I see from councillors who has a report to present? Because any other person, any other councillor got a report to present? Councillor Turner?
Yep.
Yes? Didn't see a show of hands. Okay. Thank you. I'll start off with Councillor Carley. Councillor Carley, thank you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, on the 24th of November, I attended the Early Years Partnership meeting. It was the last one for the year. It's great to be back on that committee, Madam Mayor. You were also present. We had an overview of 2016. We spoke about the new kindergarten guide, the Best Start program, and also we touched on the online directory launch, which will be held on the 15th of December.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll keep it brief.
Committees?
Committees, I'll keep it brief. We'll see what we're going on. On the 27th, 11th, related to committees, the VCA Art Show event. It was at Carling Springs. It was a fantastic night. Some of the schools involved. I'm going to leave it to my fellow councillors to speak about it, though, because more than that. On the 30th of the 11th, I attended the Cold Art Meeting, which is culturally and linguistically diverse, along with my fellow councillor, Councillor Mendez, DeSantis, sorry. Turn around, it's easier. You know what my memory's like. And we had a presentation by Grant McMillan, the football development manager for AFL Goldfields. And they were speaking about female participation and actually participation across the board. This area has the lowest participation in the region for 8 to 35 year olds. We have only 8% participation. It's one of the lowest in the region. They are about to appoint a female football manager to increase female participation. They're about to run a club improvement program to let all the clubs help themselves improve. They've also, Grant Murphy spoke regarding the new child safety standards, and a lot of clubs wouldn't be aware of these. They're going through the state government at present, I believe. We all have to take, anybody that's involved in any clubs will have to take note of them. I believe it's initially for government agencies to start with, but it will be going across the whole region. On the 7th and the 12th, I'll leave you to speak about the attendance of Shredaga with the MEMPC committee. On the 8th and the 12th, I had my first Heritage Advisory Committee. And just like everybody knows, there'll be notification going out for a new member. We're one member short, so the notification will be going out shortly. That's fine, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor DeSantis, did you want to add anything to that?
I
Madam Mayor, are we just doing acknowledgements and reports?
Or no, we're doing the committees.
Okay, yeah, the committees.
Councillor DeSantis, could you please?
Sorry. She's standing up at the moment. Councillor Turner has done a good job in talking about the Coldac community meeting, which was my first one, by the way. I met many people from different backgrounds, which was great, and it was refreshing to see that the emphasis on females in football, which was great, and also involving Cold communities into football, which was wonderful too. That's all I'd like to add.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Councillor Hardy.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. On December the 7th, I attended the first meeting of the Audit Committee with the overview of the budget and other governance matters that come within the structure of the Audit Committee as defined by local government legislation. I must admit it took me some time to work out the process and also the risk assessment criteria, but having done that previously, yeah, I finally settled in well with some very strong guidance from the rest of the Audit Committee. So I thank them very much for their time and patience. Thank you.
Councillor Matchlick, did you have anything to report?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I attended the Disability Advisory Committee where we discussed the successful round of the Growing Suburbs funds and how some of the design work in some of the parks that were going to be looked at with funding. Most likely the plans will be coming to the Disability Advisory Committee members for the comment on the accessibility of the park and any of the park facilities. We also spoke about the relocation of the 5 Mackenzie Street, which was a fantastic outcome, and I think the opening will be in February. Don't quote me on that, but in the new year. And also the fantastic outcomes of the Care Melton Expo, where about 600 people attended. I also attended the Overcoming the Barriers workshop and the Faith and Disability Forum, which I'll be speaking in regards to that at the representation and acknowledgements. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. If there are no further committees from the floor, I'd like to... I will sit, sorry, if I can. Roads to Zero, Early Years Partnership, L2P Steering Committee, the minutes are all available if anybody wants to have a look at them. The MAV, Victorian Metro West Representative, held a meeting before the Western Region Biannual Forum. The Community Learning Board, the Community Forum, Redevelopment of the Council Plan, the VLGA Mayor's Forum, the Western CEO and Mayor's met with WMEDA, who's Mr. Stephen Brax is the chair, is that right? The MEMPC, end of year at Shedurga, which Councillor Turner mentioned. I only stayed long enough to do the open welcome to country and the tool. Stage two, I think that's under acknowledgement, so I won't break my own rules. All right, councillors, if that's it, we'll move on to councillor representation acknowledgements, and I'd like to start off with Councillor Goran Kitic.
Madam Mayor, I wish everyone Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Councillor Kitic. Councillor Mendes, would...
Okay, it's been quite a busy month for many of us here in the room. Started off with the two community engagement sessions. I actually attended both the Caroline Springs and the Melton sessions, and it was great to see a large number of people in attendance. I think I was mostly impressed by a number of our young youths in the community that spoke quite proudly about how they felt about Melton and the things that they feel are required for the future. It was good to see such a cross-section of elderly through to the young, so I hope that continues for the City of Melton. They had many ideas and thoughts of how to improve the city over the next 20 years or so, and I would love to encourage the gallery to try and get more people to future sessions because I think we could do better than what we did this time round. Also attended the VC Art exhibition, which was fantastic again. There were great displays throughout the gallery at Caroline Springs. I think the young lady that won her painting was amazing. I can't remember how many hours she said she spent doing that painting, but I think I probably would have given up after an hour. The carols in Melton, well, I can't say any more than the fact that the kids had a great time with B1 and B2. Their faces, when Santa came out, was even more astounding. I think they were wrapped to just have a great night, and I think we've got about over 6,000 people there, so I think it would be good to continue that program. I know there's a lot of discussion about where it's held, but I'm sure that could come up later. Then we went to Digger's Rest, and unfortunately that was a great night for their carols, and I think the kids did a great job persevering as the weather continued to get worse throughout the evening, the black clouds disappearing and then coming back over, and unfortunately the last part of the concert didn't occur, but the kids persevered, and I'll give them credit for what they did. So I'd like to pass on my congratulations to Digger's Rest Primary School for trying their best to take on Melbourne's four seasons, so well done.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor DeSantis.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I've been to a few things. I've got three pages full here, but I would like to just comment on three, if that's okay.
Yes.
The Carols by Candlelight was amazing. My family and I really enjoyed the night. The children loved seeing Santa and B1 and B2. There was singing and dancing on stage and off, which was wonderful. And it was great to see families within the community coming together, and thanks to the Melton City Council staff for that. Also, the Melton City Council White Ribbon Day was a standout for me. It was great to see education within the community regarding this most delicate area, and thank you to Council again for organising this event. Also, the Hope Street AGM was on the 29th of November, which I attended. Sorry, I've just read off a little thing here. So they had the AGM, which was the launch of the architectural plans of Hope Street First Response Centre, crisis accommodation for youth experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Youth who are currently residing at the existing site told us of their stories and narratives of what youth homelessness feels like, and how Hope Street has given them hope for their future by providing and encouraging and giving them the tools necessary to move forward in a positive way. The design of the new purpose-built accommodation looks very welcoming, and I'd like to say thank you again for Melton City Council for their efforts towards that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Sorry about that. Councillor Ibushi.
Yes, I've just got a few quick... If I can find my page... I attended with Councillor Kesich the Caroline Springs Local Area Traffic Management Study Group, which was well attended by the public. That was on Wednesday, the 23rd of November. And I also attended the Melton City, the VCE Expo at the Caroline Springs Gallery, which is fantastic to see the display of artwork by our local talent throughout our municipality. And I also did a tour of the Hindu temple on Grey Street on last Friday, which is fantastic to see what they started with, and the hard work that the community put in to build that infrastructure was absolutely amazing. That was good. And the Melton City Council also brought my family along to the first carols, which was fantastic. It was a good event, and it was good to see other councillors attending with their families and see such a huge turnout. Actually, it was quite amazing. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, Councillor Majelik.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I attended the Faith and Disabilities Forum Caroline Springs with yourself and Councillor DeSantis. It was a great forum around different religions and how they view issues around disability. At times it was confronting, but definitely a great discussion starter around accessibility, breaking down barriers and religion. I also attended the Busy Feet Christmas event, the Western Region Biannual Forum hosted by Bringbank City Council, and may I say, Madam Mayor, what a lovely breath of fresh air that the new councillors bring to Bringbank City Council. I wish them all the very best, and I'm looking forward to working closely with them as fellow neighbouring councillors. And can I also wish all the councillors, council staff, yourself, Madam Mayor, and the members of the gallery a very Merry Christmas. It is our last meeting for the year. It's been a busy year for all of us, but it'll be a good opportunity to take time out with family and friends. And if anyone is travelling by vehicle, please take care on the roads, and we'll see you in 2017. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, on the 23rd of November, I attended the White Ribbon staff event, and the guest speaker was Noelle Dixon. And for those of you who don't know who Noelle is, she's the mother of Sarah Cafferty, the young girl who was brutally murdered, I'm not too sure exactly how many years ago, but I'm sure we all pretty much all remember 2013. Thank you, Mr. Bean. I also attend on the 24th of November the Western Region Biannual Forum, and I have to concur with Councillor Madeley. It was great to see the Brimbank City Councillors, and they were absolutely wonderful, very welcoming, and I wish them all the best. On the 27th of November, I attended the Community Day event by the UTASAV community. Yourself, Madam Mayor, were there, and also Councillor DeSantis, and what a warm and welcoming community that was. That was a really fun afternoon. On the 27th of November, the VCE Art Show Celebration event at Caroline Springs Gallery. We have some very talented VCE students within our municipality. 1st of December, I attended the Brimbank Disability Expo, and it was great to see some of the service providers there and to have a chat with them, because a lot of them do work with members in our own community, so that was really great. And there was quite a few people, and Councillor DeSantis also attended that, and Councillor Hardy was there as well. 1st of December, Diggers Rest Bowls Club meeting with the residents that were affected in regards to the kindergarten. 3rd of December, Caroline Springs Rotary Club Busy Feet Christmas Party. That was an absolutely great morning. Myself, Councillor Madeleine, and Madam Mayor had lots of fun dancing with the students there and singing Christmas carols, so that was a lovely morning. 3rd of December, Melton Carols by Candlelight. My family enjoyed that, so that was a great event. And on the 8th of December, the Friends of Melton Botanic Gardens Bush Foods Garden launch and celebration, and well done to the Melton Botanic Gardens, because that was also a great morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll just go through quickly. On the 23rd of 11th, I attended the White Ribbon Staff event. That was a good event. Also, the biannual forum on the 24th. Hope Street on the 29th. Most of these have been spoken about already. How many many people were at the carols? I didn't know if I heard that.
6,000.
6,000. Who gave you that count? Oh, Mr. Bean.
Mr.
Bean. He tends to blow up a bit. There was a lot there, though. It was a great night, fantastic night. Everybody had a great
night. Are you saying our staff aren't experts?
No, I'm just saying sometimes Mr. Bean's figures are a little bit rubbery when he speaks about carols. But yeah, there was a lot there on the night. I don't know if it was 6,000, but it was more than we've ever had. It was a fantastic night. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I'd ask for an apology, but I'm going to take it as good humour, Councillor Turner. Okay, now I note we've got special guests in the audience, and I note that I'm going to go through these really quickly, but please bear with me. Have I done Councillor Hardy?
No.
Sorry, Councillor Hardy, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have been forgotten in previous...
I apologise profusely.
In fact, previous histories. Okay, on the 24th of November, started off where I attended the MAV forum, an induction for new councillors. And from that time forward, it's been a busy month. Also attending the White Ribbon Forum on Violence Against Women. It was a pleasure to see so many councillors, and I thank councillors for helping me through that time. Also on the 24th, the Biannual Forum, hosted by Brimbank Council. Again, it's a pleasure to see them back in the fold, and the councillors there are obviously doing a lot of good work to the community. The 28th was the draft environment plan. 29th was the Hope Street annual meeting. Thank you very much, Bob. I had a terrific day. Your group You know, I don't know how we can say thank you, but you do such a great job, and it really goes unheralded and a lot of times unrewarded. But from me, thank you very much for your time. December 1, the meeting with the Tulin Vale affected families.
Diggers Rest.
What can I do, Murray, to say that you handled it so professionally, you helped the families through, you gave them hope, and also you gave them the direction that was necessary for them to transition to the school, and once the program has been completed, they'll transition back. You handled it so professionally, very few words from me or anybody else was necessary. Yeah. Right. On the 6th, the Melton Library celebrations, Community Safety Forum, the Audit Committee, as I said earlier, December 8th, very few times do you get to visit a community program of such significance. But this one really does take the cake. The Melton Botanic Garden, Bushford Garden launch. There is no words that can describe the amount of work the volunteers have put in over a period of time. And, I'm standing up here saying thank you. I know it's inadequate, but thank you very much. You are certainly putting Melton on the map. Thank you very much. The December 9th was the Town Centre Streetscape redevelopment. Yes, great project. It will service the community for many years to come. Also, I attended a Chinese delegation. Was at late notice, unfortunately, and Madam Mayor attended. And I've got to say this from this side. Madam Mayor conducted herself in such a professional manner. Very little briefing from me. But on cultural, business, investment opportunities, she obviously really went out of her way and sang the praises of Melton. And I sat there and did not a lot. Probably ate a lot of food. That's about all I did. But Madam Mayor, congratulations, you excelled. And on the 10th, I attended the lunch of the Melton Pistol Club, great people down there. And also later on, I went to the VicTrack car parking arrangements down at the Melton rail station. VicTrack are working from the back end. They're putting in 270 car parks where there's probably a need for 500. There's a lot of work to be done, and I foreshadow a motion to add to that meeting. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Okay, now, I will go through these as quickly as possible, but I know a lot of my councillors have been supporting me by attending as many of the meetings as they could possibly do. But I attended Sons of the West and Linking Melton South at the train station to make awareness of White Ribbon and violence against women, and I want to commend them for their actions. Thank you very much, and the attention made to it. The White Ribbon staff luncheon event was a success, and my fellow councillors have mentioned it. The Jerawarra AGM, I am surprised each year by the ingenious way they come up with an annual plan. The invitation to the Faith and Disabilities Forum, I was blown away by that one. I'm still touched by the passing of my beautiful girl, but it just seems like some of the bureaucrats and some of the decision makers aren't keeping up with what the families are experiencing. The Community Day by Ustaff, Hope Street AGM, the Melton Short Story Competition, that was sensational. The VEC Art Show, a beautiful photography won the show, and a pencil drawing of about 25 faces of the same child won the Mayor's Award. The Relay for Life, Busy Feet, you have to actually, if any council doesn't, it gets an invitation to this, please take it up because it's absolutely sensational. Carols by Candlelight, what can I say? I thought it was sensational. I thought there was well over 6,000 people there. Mr Bean, I think Councillor Turner just sometimes turns a blind eye to these things. End of year celebrations, the home library sessions, also the end of year for our community services committees, the Road Safety Forum, the Western Region Forum. The Cancer Support Group had a Christmas lunch. I had Take Two for the planting of the separation tree. And I'm hoping no front end loader will bury this one. The last one was in beautiful sunshine. This one had to be in rain. But again, huge accolades to the Friends of Melton Botanic Gardens. You do an absolutely incredible job, especially for the launch straight after. The Community Care Volunteers Christmas Lunch, linking Melton South, the launch of the Art Gallery. Now, everybody bar General Manager Mr. Bean missed out on this one. Sears Square has, since I've been there in 6 weeks, has had, excuse me, councillors, thank you, I gave you, has had three launches at Caroline Springs, one for the neighbourhood houses, two for the VEC, and then Katrina Fiscaro had her works publicly put on display, and they were absolutely breathtaking. So if anyone gets a chance to go to Caroline Springs, that would be well worth a visit. The Uniting Church had a brainstorming session, which I made a presentation at. Diggers Rest Christmas carols. The Diggers Rest Lions were actually cooking the barbecue there, and so actually, no, they weren't. They were doing the donuts, Councillor Carley. So they were involved in that festival. Yeah, the In Church Melbourne Caroline Springs Christmas carols I also attended, the Christmas Melton Pistol Club, Mel Marsh Prostate Cancer Christmas Function, the RSL, Caroline Springs Seniors Group, the Vic Track Upgrade, and the Stage 2 launch of the Melton Township. Now, there's about another week and a half of that madness, and then we go on Christmas break. And I too want to echo the words of all my fellow councillors in wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. Now we'll move on to notices of motion, but with everybody's indulgence, could I please ask for a motion to move notice of motion 444 by Councillor Ibushi as the first one to be heard, because we've got some special guests in the audience.
I'm happy to move that, Madam Mayor.
I've got a procedural motion before us. It's been moved by Councillor Majlik. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the procedural of the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majlik, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does anyone oppose? All those in favour? Motion's carried. 15.5, notice of motion 444, Councillor Ibushi.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And thank you, councillors. This should have been done earlier. Madam Mayor, I would like to move that council notes the press reports of a dispute between the dispute which settled on 7th of December, which involved dozens of employees at Carlton United Breweries, CUB in Abbotsford, Victoria, who were sacked and offered their jobs back only if they accepted a 65% pay cut once penalty rates and other entitlements were factored in. That council reaffirms its support for social justice for all working residents in the city of Melton, including protection from pay cuts of this magnitude. That council writes to CUB management to express its pleasure at reading the press reports that CUB had withdrawn its demands for a 65% pay cut and to resolve the dispute in a fair manner for the benefit of both employees and the organisation. That council writes to the Premier of Victoria, the Honourable Daniel Andrews MP, to ask that his government look at making or lobbying the federal government to make appropriate changes to the law to ensure that workers are better protected and disputes like this do not arise in the future. That council writes to Senator the Honourable Michaela Cash, Minister for Employment, and to the Honourable Brendan O'Connor, MP, Shadow Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, urging both to advocate for appropriate changes to the law to ensure that workers are better protected and disputes like this do not arise in future. And that council writes to mayors and councillors of all Western Region councils, encouraging them to take similar steps as Melton City Council. Madam Mayor, if my motion is seconded, I'd like to say a few words, please.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi.
I would like, Madam Mayor, to second it.
Ma- Madam Mayor, I've got a question before, just a clarification.
Okay,
before
so...
Before the second... Oh, no, no, well, however you want to... I just wanted to...
Councillor Ibushi has moved it, Councillor Kesich has seconded, Councillor Maidlick is seeking clarification.
It's more, well, clarification and a question, Madam Mayor. Do we know how many of our Melton City Council residents have been affected, and also how many have been affected in the West, if it's known?
Councillor Ibushi, do you know the answer to that?
Yes, Madam Mayor. It's been reported there's two in our municipality that we're aware of.
But I'll
address that also.
Okay. And
further,
do we know how many roughly in the western suburbs?
I believe there's eight.
Eight? Not that I'm count. Is that accurate? Thank you. All right. We have a mover being Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Any further clarification? Not to drag it on any longer. When I read dot point three, and I don't want to delve into anything that's been signed under confidentiality, but did CUB come back with a greater settlement than 65%, or were they virtually forced to sign it at that?
It was reported that as part of the settlement that no loss of pay or conditions has been put forward, so...
Excellent. All right, thank you.
Status quo, I believe.
All right, the mover of the... You can sit down for a second, Sabushi, thank you. The mover of the motion... Oh, we have a motion before us, councillors, that's been moved by Councillor Ibushi, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Councillor Ibushi, you'd like to speak to it?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council, tonight in the gallery we have two CUB employees who today commenced back at work following 6 months of unemployment and on the picket line at CUB's facility in Abbotsford. Both employees are City of Melton residents. One resident, Jared Shears, is from Kurrinjang, and second resident, Dave DeBono, is from Taylor's Hill. Tonight I'd like to acknowledge and honour both residents and their families for standing strong during the long-standing industrial dispute with their employer. I'd also like to reiterate the City of Melton's commitment to social justice for all working residents of our municipality. Thank you for coming out tonight. I do apologise that you've had to wait so long. That was my error. And I know that you guys are on shift work, so you're probably really tired. But I just wanted to wish you every success for the future. And as displayed tonight and as the vote showed you, we are united for our people that live in our municipality. Be that, you know, one area of that that's very strong to us is the area of employment and social justice principles for our people. So thank you for coming out tonight. We applaud you for standing strong. And we thank you for you know, carrying your families along and doing what you can to try and resolve the dispute. So congratulations. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Notice of motion 440, Councillor Mendes. You stand up.
I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 12th of December 2016. The Council officers investigate potential sites and diggers rest for a dog off lead park and report back to Council within 3 months with indicative costing.
The motion's been moved by Councillor Mendes. Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Carley. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. Councillor 15.2, notice of motion 441, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that council officers report back to the next ordinary meeting the options available regarding the opening or not of Thrice Lane and Gorman Ride. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Does any councillor... Is there a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Madeley. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Sorry. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you. 15.3, notice of motion 442, Councillor Ramsey. The motion is that Council formally rescind the motion carried at the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 21st of November 2016, being notice of motion 437, specifically being moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Carley, that post the 2016 Melton City Council annual Christmas Carol event, councillors support the rotation of the Christmas Carol event across the municipality for a more fairer distribution of locations within our municipality. Is the rescission motion seconded?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor. I have a clarification.
Councillor Mendes has seconded it. Thank you. Clarification, Councillor Madeley.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to know why this notice of motion was rescinded. Was it because it didn't get the hands up, or it did get the hands up, or is it because it wasn't debated?
It was more so because it wasn't debated at the time. So I thought I'd bring it back to Council for that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. So the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by...
Madam Mayor, sorry, may I, point of order. When a rescission motion is put, all councillors, the amount of councillors that actually pass that original motion need to be present, and Councillor Bushy is not present. Am I correct?
Okay. Is he coming back in? Should we wait?
We need to wait, Madam Mayor, or else it's...
Well, we might.
Said, won't be heard.
Could I see, get some indication of how long Councillor Bushy will be? Because the other two notices of motion hinge on this one. Can we go on to 15.6? Could I have a procedural motion to move on to 15.6 while we wait to see, because I believe Councillor Bushy's just escorting our guests out of the building. Councillor Hardy's moved the procedural motion. Do I have a seconder? Okay, the procedural motion has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Or any councillor opposed the motion? All those in favour? The motion is carried. We'll now move on to 15.6. Notice of motion 445, Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move a motion. I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on 12th of December 2016, that Council write to the Inspector of Police Melton seeking an explanation regarding the decision to transfer the then existing family violence unit out of the Melton Township area to Caroline Springs. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Does any Councillor seek further clarification of this item? The motion, I assume that Councillor DeSantis will be the mover of this motion? Yep. Okay. Could I call for a seconder to the motion?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second the motion.
The motion before us has been moved by Councillor DeSanta, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to speak to that, Councillor?
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Sorry. I just want to just mention a few things if I can. The Family Balance Unit, for those that don't know, was established in Melton a few years ago to cater for the needs of the township community. The unit was to replace the outdated method of reporting family violence issues with untrained local police officers in that area. As a result of the relocation of the Specialist Family Violence Unit, township residents are now expected to return to the old method of simply reporting family violence to local police, which has in the past proved ineffective, hence the establishment of the Special Family Violence Unit in the first place. In essence, residents are back to square one. The relocation of the Family Violence Unit means local township residents are now required to commute to Caroline Springs, and here again we see the removal of a service vital to our community taken away. I humbly ask that police explain the rationale behind this move, which has seriously affected this community, and indeed why, given the millions being poured into family violence by the Andrews government, that another similar unit could be established. I therefore ask that this motion be supported. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll go back to 15.3, as all councillors are in the chamber. Councillor Carley, do you... Would you like me to start off by getting a mover and a seconder, or can I lead off from where we left off?
Madam Mayor, that's up to you. You're the chair.
Okay. I have a mover and a seconder, being myself and Councillor Mendez. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Does any councillor oppose the motion? And two, three, four. Okay, we'll go into debate. Start off the debate by basically saying that I feel this notice of motion was the one that I've asked to be rescinded was brought into council only on a I felt more information needed to be obtained than making a decision of that magnitude straight away. As five new councillors, we need to see what events are currently in the whole of the city of Melton, what's been distributed in Caroline Springs and the Eastern Corridor, as opposed to what is being showcased in the township. And in essence, I feel that some of the events are fit for purpose and some of the locations are designed just for that matter. So when you have... we had the Jerawarra Festival and then came along Somersault Festival, which was virtually the equivalent. There were different dynamics for different communities, and then we had the galvanisation of the Carols by Candlelight, and that came into the township, A, because of location, because to be able to house that many people, but B, because it was a trial basis, yes, I know, and then the equivalent of a Lakeside Live was then nurtured and started off in the Eastern Corridor. Now, that may take a couple of years, as did the Carols, to develop and grow, but it seems like there were two major key events in both ends of the municipality. The pop cultures were distributed evenly, so when this notice of motion came by, I thought it's a sign of unfairness to have one year have the township have one event and the Eastern Corridor have three, and then two, and then two, and then one, and then three. So, in fairness, I just wanted that put on the record and have more of a debate than was last month. Thank you. Who wants to go first? From
Madam Mayor, I believe I should go first, as the order of meeting procedures states that the The first opposer goes second after the mover of the motion.
No, however, we've got a whole new motion before us, Councillor Madlick.
Sorry, I'm talking about the meeting procedure, Madam Mayor. It's the mover of the motion, and then the first person who has opposed the motion speaks next.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In regards to this rescission, I'm quite actually very, very disappointed that it was rescinded. I'm still not convinced whether it was due to having the numbers first time around. And may I just commend the councillors who did have the courage to support this originally. I want to thank the councillors for putting their hand up and raising that they would support the Christmas carols event to alternating different locations within the municipality, which I think is just fair. There is a lot to be said, Madam Mayor. However, I do want to spend my time wisely and ask that I will be foreshadowing a notice of motion that council officers provide councillors with a full briefing and a subsequent council report on the historic and current undertakings of council's carols event, including but not limited to specific costings of all elements of the current carols event held at the Melton Township in the last 4 years, the number of residents attending and their postcodes and or any survey results undertaken, identify and make recommendations on the future of the council's carols event, taking into consideration the current general sentiment that many community residents feel left out, with there being only one major carols event in the Melton Township. This may include, Madam Mayor, ideas such as increasing the council budget and holding perhaps more than one major carols event within the municipality, providing funding for other willing community groups to provide the event in partnership with council and in line with council's policies and requirements, rotate the one major carol event and any other recommendations that will help unite our community going forward. It's supposed to be a time of love, cheer and goodwill, and at the moment, especially councillors in the Eastern Corridor are not feeling that love. And certainly not that good cheer, so I'm trying to come to a compromise to only make it fair for all the parties or all our residents to attend a more local and a substantial carols, and I think that's the fair way to go, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madlick. Anyone else want to speak for the rescission?
I'd like to speak, Madam Mayor. I feel that what's being done for the councillors here that are returned, actually voted for this a few years ago, to put it in one place, keep it there and try and build it into a big event. It has become bigger and bigger every year, and I'd be very saddened if we went back to moving it back and forward. I don't know what the option is for the Eastern Corridor, if we want to have something happening in the Eastern Corridor, which appears to be the way, but I think moving it from one place to the other is not the answer. Report tonight, we had 6,000 this year, I think maybe 5, but it was selling a big number, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. In fact, it's getting that bigger, we want to run in a couple of years even at Hanawatts Park. So I just can't see the reasoning for moving it, but I can see a reason for coming another option. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Carley?
Madam Mayor, I fully support Councillor Madlick's foreshadow notice of motion. If I could just add, when you spoke before, you said about DJ and Somersault and then the carols and Lakeside Live. And if we're going to be doing that, then we'll also look at the Australia Day celebrations that are held also in the Melton Township. So if we're going to look at fairness...
Fit for purpose.
Yeah, well, that's you know, we can look at that, but... You spoke about fairness, so that's what I'm doing. And Councillor Turner, when you said that the returning councillors voted for it, yes, we did, but we voted for a trial, and we all know that, and it has been trialled. And I think, is it 3 years, 4 years? Is enough of a trial? And perhaps reading Councillor Madlick's foreshadow notice of motion when a full briefing does come to us, and roughly what do we spend on carols by candlelight, the event? A rough figure? Just a rough figure?
Thank you.
Sorry, through you, Madam. I didn't realise it was a question. I thought it was a statement.
Sorry, Mr. Lee.
It's approximately about, I think our expenditure is $65,000. We do receive some level of income, but it in no way, you know, offsets in any way, shape or form.
But it's
around $60,000.
Thank you. And sorry to put you on the spot. But it's a rough figure of about $65,000. And perhaps with a full briefing when it comes to council, we'll probably have to look at, and one of the options, I'm not saying that it will be, but one of the options might be to divide that evenly and have our counts, you know, the Eastern Corridor has their carols and Melton Township has their carols, because that is definitely the feedback that I'm getting from my residents, and I'm sure the fellow councillors in the Eastern Corridor have been told roughly the same. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any other councillor wish to speak to it?
Yes, Madam Mayor. But over a period of time, staging of events has always been successful on continuity, not breaking it up. Mm. I understand the difficulties faced by the residents in the Eastern Corridor. Yeah, there has to be a compromise. There has to be a facility. But over a period of time, you would create that. What the budget is, I've got no idea. But yes, it needs to be looked at in the light of what you need, how we build it, how we give you continuity, and make it as big and as good as the one that's exhibited here in Melton.
Any further debate? Okay. I swore I would never do this in council, but I am going to take a leap out of my own book and not follow it. When it comes to events, I don't want to be a council that divides to conquer. I don't want to have things that is Eastern Corridor versus Township, because we continuously do it, and I think it's a game of politics I don't wish to play. I attended the carols by candlelight in the Township, as did most of my residents and fellow councillors, and there was about 6,000 people there. I also attended the Caroline Springs carols by candlelight, and I was the only councillor, apart from Councillor Bushy, that arrived a little bit late because of a previous appointment. I also attended the Caroline Springs Diggers Rest carols, and Councillor Mendez was the only other councillor. There was 3,000 at Caroline Springs. There were 6,000 in the township. There was a school community of a couple of hundred at Diggers Rest. Now let's talk about the cheer, the goodwill, and the positive feelings that the Christmas spirit's all about. Let's not talk about Caroline Springs versus the township, because I'm over that argument. It's politics, it's bad politics. Let's do what's fair, what's best suited, and let's get. And if your foreshadowed motion was the first thing that came to carols about getting a proper evaluation of events, you wouldn't have heard a peep out of me. Thank you. Having said that, the rescission motion has been moved by Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Mendez. Does all those against, all those opposed, all those in favour of the rescission? All those against? I'll call a division.
Yep.
Thank you. All those for? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. All those against? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Madeley, Councillor Ibushi. The division's carried. The motion's carried. Now I'll go to the foreshadowed motion. Councillor Madeley.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that council officers provide councillors with a full briefing and a subsequent council report on the historic and current undertakings of council's carols event, including but not limited to specific costings of all elements of the current carols event held at the Melton Township in the last 4 years, the number of residents attending and their postcodes and or any survey results undertaken. Identify and make recommendations on the future of the Council's Carols event, taking into consideration the current general sentiment that many community residents feel left out, with there being only one major Carols event in the Melton Township. This may include ideas such as increasing the Council budget and holding more than one major Carols event within the municipality, providing funding for other willing community groups to provide the event in partnership with Council and in line with Council's policies and requirements, rotate the one major Carol event and or any other recommendation that will help unite our community going forward, and may I speak on the matter should it not be debated, Madam Mayor?
I take it that Councillor Carley has risen to second it?
Yes, I am, Madam Mayor. I'd like to second the motion.
Okay. Motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor seek further clarification? Does any councillor oppose the recommendation? The motion, sorry. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried.
Can I ask for a division, Madam Mayor?
A division has been called. Councillor Ramsay, show of hands, please, councillors. Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Madelick, and Councillor Obushi. Yes, Councillor Madelick, you may speak.
Has the motion been carried, Madam Mayor?
The motion has been carried. The division's been carried. The motion's been carried.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you for allowing me to speak. I thank my fellow councillors who supported my previous notice of motion as well. Obviously, the pressure of changing someone's vote is obviously there, and I'm not going to make any assumptions there, but can I just remind all councillors that whether councillors attend a Carols event or not, the reason why I'm bringing this forward, Madam Mayor, is not for me. It's not supposed to be for councillors. Right. It's not supposed to be a war, Madam Mayor. It's supposed to be for the residents. Whether councillors attend or not, as long as our residents have somewhere to attend that's local, that's familiar, and they can, hopefully they can walk to it as well. And that's what my foreshadow notice of motion was all about. Reprimanding me on how I went about it, Madam Mayor, is not necessary either. I thank my fellow councillors for supporting me in this, and I would be asking fellow councillors to look deep within them and remind them what they put forward when they were running for council, that they would support their residents, and that means ward residents as well as all of the municipality. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. And as a former personal explanation, I thought the Caroline Springs Christmas Carols was within walking distance, but maybe I'm confused. And I don't believe anyone should be belittled by voting or not voting. People heard the debate. So at the end of the day, and I will warn the Chamber now, if anyone makes a comment to any of my fellow councillors whilst on how to vote, I will not tolerate it. They will be asked to be removed. Thank you. Totally. Okay. Oh, have we missed one? Oh, 15.4. Sorry, Councillor Kesich. Having seen what 15, the foreshadowed motion, do you still want to run with your notice of motion, or would you like it to lay on the table?
Madam Mayor, I'll like to lay on the table.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Could I get a seconder for Councillor Kesich?
Madam Mayor, I second that motion.
Thank you. I don't have to put it to a vote, do I? Do I? As a procedural motion for item number, 15.4, notice of motion 443 from Councillor Kesich. The motion's been put by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Hardy, to lay on the table. Does any councillor seek further clarification?
Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Councillors, questions without notice? Councillor Carlick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have one. Could I be given a date or a rough estimate of a date of when the traffic lights on Calder Park Drive, the pedestrian crossing, will they be switched on in front of the youth centre, please?
Mr. Caligari to respond. I was too busy trying to write it down, sorry.
Thank you, Councillor Carley, for that question. The traffic signals were, the works were completed back in August of this year. Once the works are completed, it's then a negotiation between Vic Roads and Power Corps to get the signals connected. Vic Roads are the ones that actually operate and maintain signals, not council. We build them and then it's up to them to get that done. They have put a request into Power Corps to have the signals connected. We've been involved in that process. And normally it would only take 3 to 4 weeks to have that done. In the conversations we've had with Power Corps, they haven't given us a date as yet. We've escalated it with people within Power Corps, but at this stage we don't have a date as to when they'll be connected.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Lucky enough, I've typed this one out for you, so it'll look a bit long and windy. I was at the...
We're still questions without notice. Is this a question
a
motion?
No, this is a motion.
Okay. Questions without notice.
Through you, Madam Mayor. I understand Vic Roads have been undertaking a planning study on the future upgrade of the Melton Highway. Can the officers please provide us with an update on the status of that study? Will an officer also provide a report to council on how the study has progressed to provide council with a formal update?
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Mr. Caligari.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes, for that question. In relation to the status of the Vic Roads study, I'm not aware where it is at this stage, but we can provide a report back to council on the status of that study.
Thank you. And a future report will come to council?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to ask a question with that notice, if there are no further questions with that notice. The current works that are being conducted on Bullman's Road at the front of the school, I was asked by a resident or several residents as to whether that was future works, possibly for a duplication there.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, for the question. So my understanding is you're referring to the works outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My understanding is the works outside the church are to prevent a right turn out of the church, so that only a left turn is allowed out of the church. I'm not aware that there's anything to do with future duplication.
Thank you. No further questions without notice? Motions without notice. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On September the 10th, December the 10th, I attended the VicTrack appraisal of the car parking arrangements at Melton Station. I posed a couple of questions to them and I really was dissatisfied with the answers. So I thought, well, I've said to them, I'll bring it back here. The motion would be, and it's with motion without notice, I move that the Melton Council CEO contact the following: Public Transport Corporation, VicTrack, V-Line, VicRoads, State Government, representatives on rail and road transport, and of course, Melton City Council and officers of council. And, yeah, in relation to a matter of the Melton Precinct Road and Rail Transport Plan, currently there are numerous reports on the duplicated rail line, but not addressing the following issues: Station Road and Coburn's Road boom gates. When they come down, they actually log jam the whole town. And with the amount of traffic that we're going to be right in the forward planning on Coburn's Road going down to Rees and also Station Road that are going to come up.
I really respect the fact that you want to give us the history, love, okay, but could you read the notice of the motion?
All right, notice. Logjam whilst both boom gates are down and trains approaching. Car parking arrangements are currently fully utilised and there needs to be further car parking arrangements. The traffic lights on Coburn's Road and Station Road need to be coordinated to ensure local traffic can move in and around Melton when the boom gates are operational. Bournemouth Road and Western Highway interchange need to be brought forward, ensuring local traffic can access the freeway without going into the heart of Melton via Coburn's Road interchange to the freeway. Bournemouth Road to Brooklyn Road needs to be freed up, with Brooklyn Road being duplicated for heavier traffic use through to Ferris Road, and this would create a ring road effect for Melton vehicle traffic. Local residents on Brooklyn Road need to be given parking identification stickers or such to ensure they are not processed by local parking officers. There needs to be an integrated rail and traffic precinct plan and needs to be assessed, but is not limited to the dot points above. As rail increases effectively from Ballarat to Bacchus Marsh, all the available seating and space would be taken up, and by the time the train gets to Melton, there is no available.
Point of order, Councillor Hardy. Madam Mayor, is this a motion without notice?
Correct.
It is. He's got down to virtually the last bit before he weaved off again.
Okay.
In addition to these points, the community needs to be consulted to ensure the council addresses all the issues that will affect the local and broader community of Melton. This is a notice without motion, and also.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hardy. Councillor Hardy, sorry. Are there any further motions without notice?
That's better. I'd like to move that Council write to the relevant state government ministers requesting a timeline for construction of Ainsbury Primary School and any relevant developments at Exford Primary School. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Have you got those words? Thank you, Councillor Turner. Any further motions without notice? Okay, we'll then move on to urgent business. Thank you. Any urgent business? Confidential business.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated under 19.1.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick. Could I get a second?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Carley. Thank you, ladies. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the procedural motion. Motion's carried. Could I wish the gallery a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy, healthy 2017. And Council and staff look at working closely with you all in the new year. And as Councillor Madelick did say before, when travelling, please stay safe on those roads. We'll be outside shortly.